what was his mistake, why was the king punishing him. Then they narrated the full incident, how he had to pay some money to the king, and then he instead he was showing some horses, right? So the prince quoted a very low price for the horses, and Gopinath Patnaik became angry and passed a sarcastic insulting comment on the prince, right, commenting on his idiosyncrasy. So the prince became angry and he started putting Gopinath Patnaik on the changa. So Mahaprabhu disapproved this kind of behavior, misappropriating the government money, right? So he did not support Gopinath Patnaik, and he did not externally do anything to save him, right? So at one point another person came and said he is about to be thrown on the swords, right? So punishment is about to begin, right? Do some action. Then Mahaprabhu suggested that all of you should go and start praying to Lord Jagannath for his protection. So now, so while Mahaprabhu replied like this, an officer named Harichandan Patra. So Harichandan Patra went to King Prataprudra and spoke to him like this. 46th verse. Gopinatha Patnaika Sevaka Tomar Sevakera Pranadanda Nahe Vyavahar. So this Harichandan Patra told Prataprudra that Gopinath Patnaik is your servant, faithful servant, right? So how can you give him a punishment, death punishment? So to condemn a servant to death is not a very good behavior. So Harichandan Patra spoke like this. So Vishesha Taharathai Kaudi Baki Hayam Prananile Kibalabha Nijadhanakshaya. So his mistake was he had to pay some amount to the government. But if you kill him, will you get your money back or what? What is the use of killing him? So he gave him that kind of suggestion. So Yatharta Mulye Godha Lahayabe Baki Hai Krame Krame Dibe Vyartha Prana Kenalai. So Yatharta Mulye Godha Lavha. So you take the goda, you take the horses for a proper price. So your son is quoting a very low price, that way he became angry. But you take it for a reasonable price, and whatever money is left, that whatever is due, so that he will pay slowly. Right? Krame krame dibe. He will give you gradually. Right? Vyartha prana kenalai. Why are you taking his life? Right? Just for 2 lakh gold coins, that also a part of it he will pay in the form of horses. Right? To get that little amount, you are taking his life. So it's not good. He said like that. So Raja kahe ehi bata amina hi jani. Prana ke ne lai batara dravya chahi ami. So Prataprudra said, ehi bata amina hi jani. I didn't know that he is being killed. Right? So when I was informed, I thought, okay, that was like on the pretext of just showing him some fear of punishment, we can realize the money. I was thinking like that. So prana kene laiba tara dravya chahi mani. Why do I need his life? I just need the money. Like that. So tumi yahi karatahan sarva samadhan dravya yache aisiyara rahe tara pran. He told Harichandan Patra, you immediately go there and then adjust everything, right? So that this mishap would not happen. So I just want the payment, I don't want his life, right? This is very clear instruction from my side. You should immediately go and adjust everything, right? Manage things. Tabe Harichandana Asi Janare Kahila Changya Haite Gopinathe Sigranama Ilam. Then Harichandan returned and informed the prince, this is what the king wants, right? Then immediately Gopinath Patnaik was taken down from the changa, right? So king's order came. So earlier the king's order was You do the needful so that you get the money back, right? So Harichand, this Gvadajana was trying to, you know, misinterpret or whatever that statement, so that he can satisfy his ego. His ego was hurt by Gopinath Bhattanaik. He was criticized. So although king did not mean that Gopinath Bhattanaik's life has to be taken, but still, because prince became angry on Gopinath Bhattanaik, he started killing him. So now king's order came. Immediately you should stop this. So then he immediately stopped, like that. So when one's false ego is disturbed, right, when one is insulted, one can go to any extent, to the extent of killing a faithful servant also, right? So this is not a very appropriate behavior on the part of the prince also, right? Just because he passed a comment, he was about to take his life only, like that. And if Harichandan Patra had not gone, what would have happened, right? Later, will the king be happy with the prince? No. King will say, why did you take his life? He will say like that. And once the thing has happened, he cannot undo it. This is an action which cannot be undone. If he had arrested him, maybe he can release and beg sorry or do something. But if the life is taken, what will he do? Some actions cannot be undone, right? They are irreversible actions. So one has to be very careful to before taking bold steps. Like that. So Gopinath Bhattanaik was saved finally. Once Radhanath Maharaj said that all our actions that we are doing in our day-to-day life, right, all the devotional service that we do, hearing, chanting and all the other devotional activities that we do, should bring us to a point where we act appropriately at the spur of the moment. Right? Suddenly one situation comes, so one should gain that maturity to take the most appropriate decision in that situation, right? All our sadhana has to prepare to that point, like that. So this was in the context of Uttanapada and Dhruva. So Uttanapada never actually intended to insult Dhruva or neglect Dhruva, but for a moment he was just carried away by the affection or whatever, anger of Suruchi. So when Suruchi was chastising Dhruva, Uttanapada did not speak anything. He was silent. After Dhruva left home, on the same day or the next day, whatever, then Uttanapada became so unhappy. Right? He was not eating anything, and then he was feeling so morose that because of me, because of my neglect, Dhruva has left home. Right? So I am so cruel, father. Right? So he was condemning himself so much. Then Narada Muni came and pacified him. So Uttanapada, like, he had affection for Dhruva, no doubt, but he could not display that affection at the right moment. When Dhruva needed it the most, Uttanapada could not give him. So after some time, even if Uttanapada wanted to give, Dhruva was no more there. Right? So one needs to gain that maturity, one needs to come to that level where he has to act appropriately at the right moment. It will take time, but that is the standard, ideal standard. ದ್ರವ್ಯದೇಹ ರಾಜಮಾಗೆ ಉಪಾಯ ಪುಚ್ಛಿಲ ಯಥಾರ್ಥ ಮೂಲ್ಯೇ ಗೋಡಲಯಲಹ ತೇಹ ಕಕಹಿಲ.
Then he was told that the king demanded money due him and asked what means he would adopt to pay it. Kindly take my horses, he replied, for a proper price.
Okay. So, kindly take my horses for a proper price. That's what he mentioned. So, krame krame dimu ara yata kichupari avichare pranalaha kibalite pari. So, when Gopinath Bhattanaik was asked, how will you pay the money? So, he said, first you take my horses, then I will pay the remaining gradually. Right? So without considering my argument only, without listening to my proposal only, you are going to take my life away. What can I say? He said like that. He was also a little frustrated. Right? Just about to be thrown on the sword, and then finally the scene changed, and then he was coming back. He just came out of the shock and then said like this. So, yathartha mulya kari tabe sabha godhalaya. आरद्रव्यर मुद्दति करी घरे पठाइलम. So then they took the horses by paying him a proper price. Then the some time was set. Okay, remaining amount you should pay within this time limit. So some deadline was given to him. Then Gopinath Patnaik was released. Yetha Prabhu sei manushyare prashna kailam. Vaninathaki kare yabi bandhiya anila. So Mahaprabhu asked from the messenger, whoever devotee who came to inform him. So he asked him, so what was Vaninath doing when he was arrested? Gopinath Patnaik was released from Changa. So when Gopinath Patnaik was caught, Vaninath was also arrested. So the prince arrested the family members also, his brother also, not only Gopinath Patnaik. So Sekahe Vaninatha Nirbhayelaya Krishnanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Kahe Avishram. So then he replied to Mahaprabhu. So Vaninath Rai Nirbhaye, fearlessly was chanting Krishna's names. Hare Krishna, he was saying like that. Kahe Avishram, continuously. Hare Krishna. Hare. Like that. Prabhupada writes the full mantra there. So Sankhya Lagi Dui Hate Angulite Lekham. Sahasradi Purna Haile Ange Kate Rekha. So that Vaninath Rai, he was counting his chanting also. He was counting the chants on the fingers of both hands, and after he had finished 1,000 names, he would make a mark on his body. Like that. 1,000, not 108. That is his standard. So Ange Kate Rekha. So he would put a mark on his Anga, his body only. Suni Mahaprabhu Haila Parama Ananda. Kebhujite Pare Gaure Rakrupa Chanda Bhanda. So Mahaprabhu was very pleased to hear it. Who can understand the mercy of the Lord upon his devotee? So, Lord is very much pleased when one helplessly takes shelter of Krishna, like that. So, Hena Kale Kashi Mishra Aila Prabhusthane. Prabhutare Kahe Kichu Sudvega Vachane. Then Kashi Mishra came to Mahaprabhu's residence and the Lord talked with him with some agitation. So, the scene ended there, right? Mahaprabhu is in his private chambers, and Kashi Mishra, as usual, he came to Mahaprabhu's place. So, Ihan Rahite Nariyamu Alalnatha Nana Upadrava Ihan Napai Soyatha. So, Mahaprabhu spoke in certain agitation. He said, I can't stay here any longer. I'll go to Alalnath. Right? There are so many disturbances here. I cannot get any rest here. I want some seclusion. I want to do my bhajan. I am a sannyasi. And people are disturbing me by bringing so many political affairs to me. Like that. Bhavananda Rayar Goshti Kare Raja Vishayam. Nana Prakare Kare Tara Raja Dravya Vyayam. So this Bhavananda is family. So they are engaged in government service, but they are spending government money in various ways for their own purposes. Rajar ki dosha raja nija dravya chayam. Ditena re dravya danda amare janayam. So Rajar ki dosha, what is the fault on the part of the king? He just wants the money back. However, when they punished for failing to pay the government that money which is due, they came to me to release them, like that. So when they were arrested by the king, they came to me for protection. Raja Gopinathe yadi change chadaila chari bare loke asi more janaila. So when the king put Gopinath Patnaik on the changa, messengers came 4 times to inform me about the incident. Right? So this shows how much people are concerned for Gopinath Rai. That is one angle of seeing it. Secondly, a sadhu, for him to do bhajan, how many obstacles are there? How many disturbances can come? Right? For example, you are sitting there to say study Bhagavatam, 10 phone calls will come. Right? That meeting, this meeting. Right? So and so person will call and say, I want this, I want that. Can you mail me this? All these disturbances will come. You cannot focusedly do bhajan. Even Mahaprabhu had to experience that. What to speak of us? Bhikshura sannyasiyami nirjana vasi. आमाय दुख दया निज दुख कहियासी. आई एम ए भिक्षुक सन्यासी, बेगर मेंडिकेंट, राइट. आई एम लिविंग इन ए सॉलिटरी प्लेस, बट दीज पीपल कम टू टेल मी अबाउट देयर अनहैप्पीनेस. दैट इज डिस्टर्बिंग्स टू मी. सो मच ऑफ बॉदरेशन, राइट. वन कैन नॉट फोकस ऑन हिज ओन भजन बिकॉज ऑफ सो मच ऑफ बॉदरेशन. सो मेनी इश्यूज दे नीड टू सॉल्व लाइक दैट. आजितारे जगन्नाथ करील रक्षण काली के राखी बे यदि नादि बे राजधन. सो टुडे जगन्नाथ सेव्ड हिम वंस, बट इफ टुमारो अगेन ही डजंट पे द मनी, दैट नाउ ऑल्सो हिज डेट इज नॉट क्लियर्ड. ही स्टिल ओव सम मनी फॉर द गवर्नमेंट. सो इफ ही डजंट पे टुमारो, हु विल गिव हिम प्रोटेक्शन लेटर? टुडे समहाउ जगन्नाथ सेव्ड हिम लाइक दैट. सो इट इज सेड दैट इट्स बेड समटाइम्स जस्ट बाय लीविंग the devotee alone, we will do best service. Sometimes, like many times we approach other devotees with so many issues, right? So many doubts or so many questions or so many concerns. Sometimes it's like bothering to them. By leaving them alone only, one can do better service like that. In the context of Nabhi and Meru Devi, that sacrifice that they did in the fifth canto, third chapter, the priests called the Supreme Lord. He said, this person, Nabhi, he wants a son as good as you. Right? That's a material desire. Right? That's why we had to describe you. That's why we had to call you, my dear Lord. We know you are very busy with so many other activities. But for this silly reason, that just one person wanted a son as good as you, we had to disturb you. We are sorry. This is a material desire. It's an insignificant thing. How are we calling you for this insignificant thing? Apparent material is there, but still you have come as if you are so curious. So like that they offer so many prayers. In that context, Prabhupada writes, a pure devotee would not like to disturb the Lord unnecessarily. Like that he writes. So here Lord is disturbed. He was agitated. He said, today Jagannath saved him, tomorrow who will save him? That also shows Mahaprabhu's concern for Gopinath Patnaik. See what Kashi Mishra answers now. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead will certainly protect a devotee. This is an important purport in this chapter. Prabhupada hardly writes any purports, but whichever small purports he writes here and there, they are very crucial to understand the pastime. So the Supreme Lord will certainly protect a devotee who does something sinful accidentally, not intentionally. Accidentally is a very important word there. Right? By mistake he does something, out of habit or by whatever, some accident. So if a devotee or so-called devotee purposefully commits sinful activities continually in the hope that Krishna will give him protection, Krishna will not protect him. So purposeful committing of mistake or willful neglect of one's devotional service, Prabhupada writes on the same theme in fifth canto Bharat Maharaj episode also, right? Willful neglect, purposeful neglect of one's sadhana, that is the cause of Bharat Maharaj's fall down, not his previous karma. One who has attained bhava stage, how can previous karma affect him? It is only Lord's intervention. Lord personally orchestrated that Bharat Maharaj would fall down from his position and then become a deer. Right? Because Bharat Maharaj purposefully neglected for an insignificant cause of protecting a deer. Here, same thing Prabhupada writes. If a devotee purposefully commits sinful activities in the hope that Krishna will give him protection, Krishna will not protect him. Like that. So Mahaprabhu warns all such foolish devotees that Jagannath will not protect them if they continue to commit mistakes. So today Jagannath protected him. So tomorrow also, thinking that, oh, in the previous incident Jagannath protected me, now also he will protect me. If he purposefully commits a mistake, then it is a mistake. So Gopinath Patnaik's one mistake is tolerable, but next mistake, Lord is indicating that no, I will. He cannot be tolerated. Again, he purposefully commits. That's what he is indicating. Apichet Sudhuracharya also Prabhupada quotes. So, one thing is, in 2007, Vyas Puja address, Radhananda Maharaj says that pure devotees are two types. One who is actually a pure devotee, and another person who is aspiring to be a pure devotee. So, if somebody commits a mistake and his actual intention is to overcome that shortcoming, right? He doesn't want to commit that mistake because of some habits, force or something like that, he's committing that mistake. So, Krishna will not punish him for that because his intention is to overcome that, but somehow he's unable to do it, but he's trying his best to do it. Eventually, he will be able to do it. He will be able to overcome that shortcoming. But if one is faking and making a show that, okay, I am in good standing, but he wants to hold on to his shortcomings, like that. He wants to hide his shortcomings. He doesn't want to work on his shortcomings. He just wants to hide them and then make a show that I am doing good. So that is not all. That is considered hypocrisy. So earlier, like in the previous case, he was trying to overcome, but he is unable to do it, like that. Somebody is trying to walk, but he's falling off, right? He's unable to walk, but still he's trying to walk, like that. That's what sadhana bhakti means. You try to walk, and then there is difficulty, and then someone falls down. Again, you take shelter of the ground, again you get up and then walk. So it's like that. There is an attempt to improve, like that. If there is no attempt to improve only, there is only attempt to hide one's shortcomings, that is considered hypocrisy. That kind of mistakes one cannot tolerate, like that. Because once he committed a mistake, second time he cannot commit mistake, that we can say, then we can't take that too literally also. Second time also he could commit mistake because of habit, or he is unable to overcome it, right? One needs to give him some time, like that. It will take some time, gradually, like that. And ultimately, Krishna sees the intention. And here, Gopinath Patnaik's case, Gopinath Patnaik never wanted Mahaprabhu to go and solve this issue. That's an important point to note. That we will come across after some time. Vishaira Vartasuni Kshubdhayamanam Tataihan Rahimura Nahi Prayojanam.
If I hear about the activities of materialistic person, my mind becomes agitated. There is no need for me to stay here and be disturbed in that way.
Now Kashi Mishra responds. So Mahaprabhu expressed his concern. Right, I'm getting disturbed, I'm getting bothered, so let me go out. Then Kashi Mishra says, Kashi Mishra kahe prabhura dhariya charane, tumi ke ne ehi baate kshobha kare mane. So Kashi Mishra fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu, caught hold of his feet tightly and said, why are you getting agitated for these affairs? You should not get agitated. Right? Sanyasi virakta tomara kase ne sambandha. Vyavahara lagi toma bhaje sei jnana andha. You are a sannyasi, virakta. You have given up all connections, right? So, one who worships you for some material purpose is blind in knowledge, blind to all needs. He is jnana andha, right? He is blind by dint of his lack of knowledge. One should not worship the Lord for material profits. See, Prabhupada writes in the purport, Anyabhilashita sunyam, how pure devotional service is devoid of any material desires. Right? One should not expect any material favors from the Lord. Becoming a devotee of the Lord to serve material purposes is a great mistake. Many people become show bottle devotees for material profits. Indeed, materialistic persons sometimes take to professional devotional service and keep Vishnu as the means of livelihood. So, professional devotional service. A materialist does not actually know why one should become a devotee. A devotee's only concern is to satisfy the Lord. Anya abhilashita sunyam. There is no other desire than the desire to satisfy the Lord, to serve the Lord. to glorify the Lord like that. If there is any other ulterior motive, then it is not considered pure devotional service. Okay, Prabhupada explains this, Anyabhilashita Sunyam also. Then, Jnana Karmadi Anavartam, one should leave this impersonalistic tendencies also, material desires also. Prabhupada explains that verse. Next, Tomara Bhajana Phale Tomate Prema Dhanam. Vishayalagi Tomai Bhaje Sei Murkha Janam. So, Kashi Mishra continued.
If one engages in devotional service for your satisfaction, this will result in his increasingly awakening his dormant love for you. But if one engages in your devotional service for material purposes, he should be considered a number one fool.
So he is also emphasizing. Tomara bhajana phale tomate premadhana. So the actual result of Lord's devotional service is premadhana, love for Krishna. But vishaya lagi tomara bhaje sei murkha jana. So this is an important verse. That if one is having material aspirations from one's performance of devotional service, he is considered murkha, number one fool. Prabhupada adds number one also there. Right, murkha jana is not fool, number one fool. Like that. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur comments that there are many materialistic persons who become preachers. So this whole purport is about materialistic people only. Right? They call themselves preachers, they call themselves Goswamis, Babajis, like that. So they spread a network of business schemes to collect money for sense gratification by cheating people in general who have no knowledge of pure devotional service. Such cheaters cannot understand that by offering devotional service to the Supreme Lord, one can be elevated to a position of eternal service, which is even greater than the position of Brahma and other demigods. Unfortunately, fools have no understanding of the perpetual pleasure of devotional service. Very important line, last line of the purport. Because this murkha jana, they don't understand the perpetual pleasure in devotional service, they seek some temporary pleasure from devotional service. So if you become the say secretary of a very big multi-millionaire, right? And if you are aspiring for something like, can I get one cycle, right? I want to come from my home to office, I want a cycle. So somebody may have that kind of aspiration. You come in Rolls Royce car, right? You are my personal secretary now, right? The boss may say like that. So worshipping the Supreme, worshipping the King, going to the King and asking for something very meager is not very intelligent, right? When you are approaching a very big man, have some big aspirations, right? Ask something big, think big. That's the point. You are approaching the biggest person, think big, ask for something big. What is the best of all benedictions according to Pracheta's episode? You remember 4th canto, 30th chapter? Okay, something more specific. They glorify the Lord as unlimited. Because you are unlimited, we want an unlimited benediction from you. Anything you remember? Lord is Ananta. So Ananta iti giyase. So my Lord, you are unlimited. How can we ask something so meager from you? We want an unlimited benediction from you. That is an opportunity to hear Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha is unlimited. Right? So when devotees describe the glories of Krishna, each devotee can describe glories of Krishna in a different way, and there are unlimited pastimes of Krishna, there are unlimited ways and perspectives of explaining that and relishing that. We want that unlimited benediction. Why do we need any other benediction? No transmigration from one body to another body, right? We don't want release from this transmigration cycle also. We don't want release from birth-death cycle. We don't want to get liberated. We don't want heavenly happiness, right? We don't want to merge into Brahman. We don't want any of these things. No other material results. We just want to hear. That is the unlimited benediction. Right? That is the highest benediction available according to Pracheta's prayers and according to many other prayers also. So that's where there is perpetual pleasure. Neshe bhavad guna kathamrita pana mattaha One can get intoxicated in the transcendental bliss of hearing about Krishna. Right? That is the perpetual pleasure in devotional service. If one does not have understanding of what exactly is the pleasure I should seek for in devotional service, what is the topmost pleasure that is available in devotional service, if one does not have understanding of that, he starts seeking for some material, you know, silly benefits, material pleasure. I want 2 lakh gold coins, okay? Or I want this from him, I want that from him, I want a good wife, right? I want a good family, I want a car, I want a bungalow. So these are the petty desires. So it's not worth that one approaches such a great personality for the silly desires. That's the point being made here. He's a number one fool. Tomalagi Ramananda Rayar Tyaga Kailam. Tomalagi Sanatana Vishaya Chadiyam.
It is only for your sake that Ramanand Rai resigned from the governmentship of South India and Sanatan Goswami gave up his post as minister.
So it is only for your sake that Ramanand Rai resigned from the governorship of South India and Sanatan Goswami gave up his post. So here, sometimes just to see a resemblance of this situation to our day-to-day situation, sometimes when we hear a disturbing comment from someone, it may so happen that our innate feelings for the other devotee whom this person is speaking about, they may come out like that. Innately, if we are having some envy or hatred towards other devotee and another person is speaking something bad about him, those will immediately sprung out and we will also pour out. So here it seems that Kashi Mishra have absolutely no doubt on the character of Ramanand Rai and his family. Right? So here, when Lord spoke in an agitating state, so Kashi Mishra is not adding to his agitation. He is pacifying his agitation by explaining the surrender of Ramanand Rai and his family. Immediately what he says, Ramanand Rai resigned governorship of South India. He immediately said that. So it requires a lot of love and affection towards the other devotees to not misunderstand those devotees when someone says something wrong about it or some agitating statement about it, all that. Like that. Tomalagi Raghunatha Sakala Chadailam. Hetaya Tahara Pita Vishaya Pathailam. It is for your sake that Raghunath Das gave up all family relationships. His father sent money and men here to serve him. Tomara charana kripa hanaya chetahare chetre magi khaya vishaya sparshanahi kare. So because he has received the mercy of your lotus feet, he does not accept his father's money also. Instead, he eats by begging alms. Right, from prasadam distribution centers, right? There is some kind of things called satram or chalivendram, means they distribute water and prasad to people, right? Free booths. So Ramanandera bhai Gopinatha Mahashay Toma haite vishaya vancha tara ichchanai. Gopinath Patnaik is a very good gentleman. He did not desire material benefits from you. This is the understanding of Kashi Mishra. So, he did not misunderstand Gopinath Patnaik. He got his intention. Yeah, it's correct that he did some mistake, but he never expected any material favors from the Lord. That he acknowledged immediately. He was not influenced by any propaganda around. Even directly Mahaprabhu also says also, but he said like that immediately. He was clarifying the situation. He was clearing any misunderstanding. He did not adding any fuel to the agitation like that. Tara dukha dehi tara sevaka diganam. Tomare janaila yate ananya sharanam. See, very important point. It is not Gopinath who had sent all those men so that you would release him from his plight. Gopinath Patnaik had never had an intention to disturb Mahaprabhu or bother Mahaprabhu with his material disturbance, right? that he went into some material problem. He did not want to disturb Mahaprabhu for that. Rather, his friends and servants, seeing his distressed condition, informed you, because they all knew that Gopinath is a soul surrendered unto you. This is the clarity in the situation. Gopinath is a soul surrendered unto Mahaprabhu, but circumstantially or whatever, he did some mistake. He agrees, he did some mistake. Let me not bother Mahaprabhu for this mistake. But because he is such a surrendered soul, all the Vaishnavas in the Vaishnava community are very affectionate towards this devotee. Out of their own concern, voluntarily they went and informed Mahaprabhu and seeked protection from him. Like that. So that is an important point to note. Seyi Shuddha Bhaktaye Toma Bhaje Toma Lagi Apanara Sukha Dukhe Haya Bhogatya Bhagi. Gopinath Patnaik is a pure devotee, Shuddha Bhakta, who worships you only for your satisfaction. Ye Toma Bhaje Toma Lagi. Right? For your satisfaction only. Apanara Sukha Dukhe Haya Bhoga Bhagi. So he does not care about his personal happiness or distress, for that is the business of a materialist. This is the position of Gopinath Patnaik. So, Tomara Anukampa Chahe Bhaje Anukshanam Achirat Miletare Tomara Charana. One who engages in your devotional service 24 hours in a day, desiring only your mercy, will soon attain shelter at your lotus feet. Like that. So Kashi Mishra, being a very advanced and mature Vaishnava, is trying to clarify any misunderstanding that could have. He definitely has the understanding that Mahaprabhu will never misunderstand. Mahaprabhu will never misunderstand Gopinath Patnaik. He knows his heart. He must have done some mistake accidentally or circumstantially, but he never used that, material, the mistake that Gopinath Patnaik has committed on a material level, to doubt his devotion, doubt his surrender towards him, like that. So Mahaprabhu could see it from the devotional angle also. Not only Mahaprabhu, Kashi Mishra, an advanced devotee, he could also see from a spiritual angle, like that. So an advanced devotee and the Supreme Lord cannot misunderstand another devotee, like that. Only whatever Kanishtas or like immature practitioners, they misunderstand people. And when someone is saying something wrong or something bad that other person has committed, a mature person would try to see things in a proper perspective and try to clear those misunderstandings and improve the situation better only, and not add to the situation and make it more negative and more worse. So this behavior of Kashi Mishra, we can try to learn from him and imbibe, like that.
It is said Kashi Mishra is talking about Gopinath Patnaik, that he didn't had any personal desire, although he was being about to kill, but he didn't send anyone to save himself.
He didn't send
so
anyone.
But we also many times as a sadhaka, we may ask Lord's personal prayers to safeguard our bhakti, maybe. And we also see example of Draupadi and Gajendra, they also prayed in some circumstantial. So how we see both the thing, like, because he's saying here apanara sukha dukhe haya bhoga bhogi, means one who is a materialist, he prays for sukh and dukh, but as a sadhaka, many times there may be a situation in our life where we also have to pay. Are we in that category of bhoga?
Roji, can you please answer this question? Some devotees don't seek protection from the Lord on a material level. Some devotees do that also. So how do we reconcile? What should we imbibe? That's his question.
No, actually, that example he gave, devotee is in danger, seeking protection from the Lord. That is actually not outside pure devotional service. Anya bila ashita, there it is explained. So those cases have to be kept aside. You will never find, if you see Uttara, for example, she's saying, let me die, not my embryo, because there is a posthumous child, Parikshit. She wanted Parikshit to be protected. And Draupadi also was not afraid of losing life, but something more than life also, for a woman, the chastity. Actually, I heard that when one Muslim king killed a Hindu king, Rajput king, and then he was making advancement towards the palace, he wanted to catch that queen, Padmini, most beautiful Padmini. But Padmini, along with 13,000 servant maids, she entered fire. Can you imagine? One queen with 13,000 servant maids entered fire. And I asked Govind Prabhu, why she has to enter fire like this? You know, in case something more simpler is eat some poison or something. Eat and you can die very easily. Entering fire is more painful and all. But Govind was telling that those chaste women were afraid that our dead body may be abused also. You know, he may strip off the dead body and do something. So they would enter fire and only bones will be left. So in the same manner, for Draupadi also chastity is very important for women of Vedic age. So she is actually praying to Krishna to protect her in such a situation. Otherwise, generally a devotee is not even afraid of life also. If you see Ambarish Maharaj, he never prayed. You know, Prahlad, do you ever hear any prayer, Prahlad? Oh, they are going to put me inside the cave of hungry lions. Oh Lord, Narayana, protect me. He doesn't. Actually, devotee is not so much worried about losing one's own life. Prahlad or Ambarish Maharaj and all these personalities. Arjuna was ready to enter fire when Jayadratha was not killed. But Krishna stopped him. Krishna told him that I will block the sun. You know, on his own, Krishna did that. So if you see, Gajendra also, he says, Jiji Vishay Nahamiha Muyakim. Like, Jiji Vishay means desire to live. Na, he says, I am not desiring to live in this elephant's body. But I want you to take away this body of ignorance and give me, you know, the body of your parshad or some associate by which in full knowledge I can love you, serve you and worship you. So actually our Gajendra in the beginning he was worried about crocodile biting. But eventually he said, I don't care for this body. What is the use of this, elephant's body which is full of ignorance inside and outside? He says like that. Antar bahishcha vrityobayonya, he says. Ichchami kalena nayasya viplavaladir, he says. So here also Gopinath Patnaik, if he is going to be put in Changa, body everybody has to lose today or tomorrow. Is it not true? But the other Vaishnavas were concerned about his dying. So they were, one may not be concerned about one's own death. But actually Gopinath Patnaik, I have not read anywhere in the chapter the quality of devotion of Gopinath Patnaik which Kashi Mishra is speaking. You know, Kashi Mishra, the way he is presenting Gopinath Patnaik appears like Gopinath is a first class devotee. Gopinath Patnaik is a very, and also you will see in verse number 68, you know, Kashi Mishra exactly reflects the mindset of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, Mahaprabhu said that, you know, I am a sannyasi, you know, so the same thing he said, yeah, you are a renowned sannyasi, what connection you have? So he completely, made Mahaprabhu understand that we exactly understand what you want to say. You know, we understand your mindset, you know. So, and nobody should worship you for a material purpose. Then Mahaprabhu would be very happy that, yes, now Kashi Mishra has understood my mind. And Kashi Mishra in the next series of verses is presenting he is trying to draw the sympathy of Mahaprabhu towards Gopinath Patnaik. That is what he is doing. Because now, right now Mahaprabhu is fed up with Gopinath Patnaik so much that he says, I want to get out of this place, go to Alalnath or somewhere. And Kashi Mishra's job is what? To present Gopinath Patnaik as a beautiful, sweet, very wonderful devotee who is renounced and who has no material desires, who is a lover of Mahaprabhu. That is presenting. And then he is telling Mahaprabhu, you have no reason to go, you know. That kind of presentation Kashi Mishra is giving. Well, if somebody asks what Kashi Mishra is saying, is it reality? It can be subjective also. Because Kashi Mishra is presenting, like Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur once rejected a devotee, you know. But then some other Vaishnavas, they supported the devotee. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, it's perfect, he said. You know, I may reject someone as an acharya to set an example. But somebody else can pave way for the devotee not to get lost, but do some kind of devotional service. Correct, no? And like for example, one devotee did one very abominable act in one community, you know. Now he was banned from that community. But then there were some group of two, three devotees. They called him on phone and kept in touch with him and made sure that in his own village he will engage in devotional service. You know, he can do farming and everything. He will not leave devotional service. So that is not considered wrong. That is because that devotee's devotional service is protected. Although he is banned to enter this community, now where he has done some this thing blunder. And it's not that they are telling him secretly you come here. They are not saying that. You be where you are, but don't give up devotional service. Correct, no? So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur also said something similar, that as an acharya I have to ban. But if you can help him continue his devotional service, it's wonderful, he said. Same way here also, you know, Mahaprabhu is very upset. But Kashimsha is trying to draw his sympathy towards Gopinath Patnaik. So he is saying many things about Gopinath Patnaik. You will see, in the, towards the end, you find that, you know, Gopinath Patnaik himself understands that he is not a very high class devotee. He claims, he says, tells Mahaprabhu that, this is not your mercy what I have received. Now the silver mukut, I mean this
silk cloth.
Silk cloth. And also this same job with double salary.
Double salary,
you know. Yes, this is not your real mercy. My other brothers like Ramandra and all got very great mercy from you. And although I am one of the brothers, somehow I could not take, you know, that spiritual advantage of you, that he will say that. So because he says so, you can understand that he is not a very low class devotee. Because he is able to detect that his devotion is not that great, that itself is a sign that he is having some great devotion mixed with some tendency for material enjoyment. There is a blend of both. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu.
And now we hear about his personality. Actually, it's very difficult to digest, actually, to get a right perspective of him, so that we don't.
Prabhuji just now described, actually, yes. He's a devotee, but he has some blend of material enjoyment also, some tendency for material enjoyment also.
He cannot have any.
Yeah, that also Prabhuji described now. That he is trying to draw sympathy from Mahaprabhu, so that.
You can have the, what do you call it? You can hear the Amrit of Kashi Mishra's words and slightly reduce our hatred for Gopinath Patnaik.
Tumara anukampa chahe bhaje anukshanam. Achirat mile tare tomara charanam. So one who engages in your devotional service 24 hours in a day, desiring only your mercy, will very soon attain shelter at your lotus feet. Tatte nu kampam susamikshamano. Bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Hridvagva purbhir vidadhan namaste. Jivetayo mukti padesa dayabhak.
One who seeks your compassion and thus tolerates all kinds of adverse conditions due to the karma of his past deeds, who engage always in your devotional service with his mind, words and body, and who always offer obeisances unto you, is certainly a bona fide candidate for becoming your unalloyed devotee.
Etha tumi vasiraha keneyava alalnatha. Kehe toma nasunabe vishairabhat. So, kindly stay here at Jagannath Puri, then why are you going to Alalnath? So, nobody will approach you with some material affairs. Nobody will bother you anymore. So, yediva tomarata te rakhite hayamanam. Ajiye rakhila sei karibe rakshanam. So finally Kashi Mishra told, if you want to give protection to Gopinath, then Lord Jagannath, who protected him today, will protect him tomorrow also. Like that. If you want to give him protection. So Etavali Kashi Mishra Gelaswa Mandire Madhyane Prataparudra Ailatara Ghare. So saying this, Kashi Mishra went to his home. Then Prataparudra came to meet Kashi Mishra. So he would come often to meet Kashi Mishra. Prataparudrera eka achaya niyame yatadina raheteha sri purushottame. So yeah, Prataparudra would regularly come to perform this duty towards Kashi Mishra. What is that? We'll see. Nitya asi kare mishrera pada samvahana. Jagannatha sevar kare bhiyana shravana. So he will come daily to Kashi Mishra's house to massage Kashi Mishra's lotus feet. King would come to massage this devotee's body. Oh, like that? Oh, I didn't know. Where is it mentioned? In the commentary. Oh, like that. So the king would also hear from him about how opulent Lord Jagannath is being served. Okay. Next. Raja Mishrera Charanayabe Chapite Lagilam. Tabe Mishra Thare Kichu Bhangite Kahilam.
When the kings began pressing his lotus feet, Kashi Mishra informed him about something through hints.
So Devasuna Ara Eka Apurupabhatam Mahaprabhu Kshetra Chadi Yebena Alalnatham. So he said, please hear one Apurupa Bata, very uncommon news. What is that? Mahaprabhu Kshetra Chadi Yebena Alalnatha. He wants to leave Jagannath Puri, Purushottam Kshetra, and then go to Alalnath. Suni Raja Dukhi Haila Puchile Karana. Tabe Mishra Kahetare Sabha Vivaranam. So then Prataparudra became little anxious, right? Very unhappy. He said, what is the reason? Why Mahaprabhu wants to go? Gopinatha Patnaike Yabechange Chadailam. Tarasevaka Sabha Asi Prabhure Kahilam. So when Gopinath Patnaik was lifted on the Changa, all his servants went to inform Mahaprabhu. Suniya Kshobita Haila Mahaprabhurmana. Krodhe Gopinathe Kaila Bahuta Bartsanam. So hearing this, Mahaprabhu was extremely sorry at heart. And in anger, he chastised Gopinath Patnaik. Ajitendriya haya kare raja vishaya. Nana asat pathe kare raja dravya vyaya. Because he is mad after sense gratification, he acts as a government servant but spends government's money for sinful activities. Raja dravya vyaya. So, Brahmasva adhikayi haya rajadhanam. Tahari bhagakare bhogakare mahapapi janam. So, Brahmasva adhikayi rajadhanam. So, king's money is more sacred than Brahmana's property. Right? If one uses Brahmana's property, government's money for sense gratification is very sinful. So like that, he said. So, Raja Ara Vartanakhaya Ara Chui Kare Raja Dhanya Haya Sei Shastre Ravichare. One who serves the government but misappropriates government's revenue is liable to be punished by the king. Right? So, this is the verdict of all scriptures. Shastrera vichare. So, what is the wrong on the part of the king? Mahaprabhu is also feeling like that. There is nothing wrong on your part. Right? This is what Mahaprabhu feels. So, he is clarifying to him also. Nija kaudi mage raja nahi kare danda. Raja maha dharmika yai haya papi bhanda. So, when revenue is not paid, and the king wanted his revenue paid and did not want to enforce punishment. He was looking for money only, not to punish him. Therefore, the king is certainly very religious. But Gopinath Patnaik is a cheater. Like that. Raja Kadi Nadeya Amare Pukare Ei Mahadukha Ihan Kesahite Pare. So he does not pay the revenue of the king, but he wants my help for release. This is greatly sinful affair. I cannot tolerate it here. Like that. So Mahaprabhu's intolerance towards the misbehavior of Gopinath Patnaik, he is explaining. Kashi Mishra is explaining to the king. Alalnatha yaitaha nischinte rahimu vishaira bhalamanda vartanasanimu. Therefore I shall leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alalnath, where I shall live peacefully and not hear about these affairs of materialistic people. Like that. Etasuni kahe raja payaman avyatha sabadravya chadon yadi prabhu rahena etha. So sabadravya chadon yadi prabhu rahena yatha. So Pratap Rudra became so worried that Mahaprabhu would leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alalnath. He said, I will relieve him from all debt. I will relieve Gopinath Patnaik from all debt. So if Mahaprabhu will stay here at Jagannath Puri, I don't want any payment from Gopinath Patnaik. Right? I am ready to release that. So to make the Lord comfortable, to have the Lord's association, to have all the Vaishnavas get Lord's association, so the king is willing to give up his personal money. So he is a devotee. So ekakshana prabhurayadi paiya darshanam koti chinta mani labha nahe tarasam. If even for a moment I could get an interview with Mahaprabhu, I would not care for the profit of millions of chintamani stones. Like that. So although king is not at fault here, but still he is taking it on himself that I am responsible for this action and I have to do something to keep Mahaprabhu here. Right? He is taking responsibility on himself although he is not responsible for it. Like that. Gopinath is the offender, but king felt that, oh, if I could do something to make the situation better, let me do it. That how will I do it? I will relieve him from all debt. So Pratap Rudra is like extending himself, right, to serve Mahaprabhu, like that. So devotee is not so much into negotiation mode or bargaining mode that mera seva nahi, I will not do this. So he will not get into that mode. Whatever makes the guru comfortable or the Lord comfortable, let me do that, right? The Lord should be happy, right? It's not that so making sure that there is no fault on my side is one thing. Making sure that the guru or Krishna are happy, right, with the current situation, that is on a different platform, right? For that I will extend myself also, although it is not my responsibility, although it is not my official delegated work, right? I am not deputed to do this, but still I will do this so that Lord will stay happy. So next, konachara padarthayai duiklakshakahana pranarajya karon prabhu pade nimanchana.
I do not care about this small sum of 2 lakhs kahanas. What do you speak of this? I would indeed sacrifice everything at the lotus feet of the Lord.
So what to speak of this 2 lakh kahanas? I can give up my kingdom also. I can give up anything and everything for Lord's sake. Like that. Including my life also. You can give up my life also. Like that. So devotee does not hold on to some of his materialistic things or external attachments. Right? If leaving that pleases the Lord, ultimately I will do that. I can go to any extent to please the Lord. That is his mentality. Mishra kahe kaudi chadiba nahe prabhu ramana tara dukha paiye nayayashahana. So immediately Kashi Mishra is clarifying to the king Pratapadra here. It is not the Lord's desire that you relieve Gopinath Patnaik from his debt. Right? He is unhappy only because the whole family is troubled. Right? He is not expecting that you will relieve him from the debt. Right? That was never Mahaprabhu's expectation. Raja kahe tarayami dukkha nahi diye. Changa chada khadge dara ami na janiye.
The king replied, I had no desire to give pain to Gopinath Patnaik and his family, nor did I know about his being lifted onto the changa to be thrown on the swords and killed.
Again, king is again clarifying his position. Actually, I didn't know that he was being thrown on the, he was about to be thrown on the swords to be killed. Right? I have no desire to give pain to Gopinath Patnaik, because he also made another statement, Kashi Mishra. It is not the Lord's desire, in the 97th verse, it is not the Lord's desire that you forfeit the payment. He is unhappy that the family is troubled. He is just concerned about the family of Gopinath Patnaik or Ramanand Rai. Right? But he is not expecting you to relieve him from the debt. So then, Pratapadra is giving a clarification for that point also. He says, I don't want to give pain to that family. Yes,
sir. Actually, as far as I have observed the previous lokas, Mahaprabhu's disturbance is different. Mahaprabhu's disturbance is, I am an annunciate and these people are bringing me some political problem and trying to dump it on me and use me as a, they are trying to use me as a tool to relieve themselves of a, what do you call it, of some kind of corruption, like what do you call it? They are doing some kind of some type of wrong action, and to cover it up, they are using me. So that is the deepest pain in this pastime that Mahaprabhu is feeling, that I am a saintly person wearing saintly robes, and this fellow has misappropriated government money, and he is using my connection to get relieved from the punishment, and he wants me to recommend to the king. So that is the greatest pain Mahaprabhu is feeling, and Mahaprabhu says that, you know, One by one, people are bringing this matter to me, and I want to go away from this place. Whereas Kashi Mishra is here saying that Lord's disturbance is unhappy because the whole family is troubled.
Tara dukkha paya.
Yeah, but nowhere I saw Mahaprabhu feeling disturbance about that.
Actually, as you just mentioned in your previous thing also, clarification also, Kashi Mishra was trying
making
to
an adjustment.
Actually, I looked at this from this angle, that Mahaprabhu is upset with Gopinath Patnaik, and then Kashi Mishra is trying to remove any misunderstanding or, you know, giving clarification so that he will be kind to him or whatever, right?
Really,
so by glorifying
here,
him.
So Kashi Mishra is so amazing. In the talk with the king, he is telling all the atrocity of Gopinath Patnaik. You know, here he is saying, like in this place, so, he is able to completely change his plate and talk in a different tone to the king, because he knows that king is the lover of Mahaprabhu. So even after knowing all these things, king will still not feel any apprehension towards Gopinath Patnaik, because Gopinath Patnaik is connected to Mahaprabhu. You know, so
that is the expertise of a mediator who can make all the situation, all misunderstanding amongst the Vaishnavas clear up. That's how I looked at it. But you very nicely brought out the other point, Ru, that I could never understand. He was over-glorifying Gopinath Patnaik, right? Although he's not at that level. Shuddha Bhakta and all, he's not at that point. I missed actually. And yeah. He is bringing out one reference where Mahaprabhu is concerned about that family is also mentioned. Vaninath was arrested. Other? No. Vaninath only was arrested. Mean that includes Ramanand Rai or what? That's. I also got it that way. But Bhavanand Rai, Ramanand Rai being arrested is nowhere seen. Vaninatha Adi is mentioned. Vaninatha along with family members is mentioned. Who are those family members? It's not mentioned. I don't think Ramanand Rai or Bhavanand Rai would be arrested. Maybe you can see from commentaries or Chaitanya Bhagavat somewhere. FIR.
Prabhuji, in verse 34, no, it's written in translation that the whole Vaninathra and the entire family has been arrested.
Entire family. So Bhavanendra was arrested.
Entire family. Yeah.
Oh, Bhavanendra was arrested. Ramanendra is not mentioned. Okay. He has no connection with the government service. Okay. And many things are coming out. Good. Nice, Sarni. So King says, "I had no desire to give pain to Gopinath Patnaik and his family, nor did I know about his being lifted onto the changa to be thrown on the swords and killed." Okay. Purushottama Janariteka Kaila Parihasam. Se jana tare dikhaila mithyatrasam. So he sneered at Purushottam Jana, his bada jana or prince. Therefore, Purushottam Jana, what is that? Who? Purushottam Jana is a nice devotee. Every devotee has a background and every whatever. Who is that? Every criminal has a future, every sadhu has a background, something like that is there. So therefore the prince tried to scare him a punishment. No, Badajan is same. No? Purushottam Jan is Badajan, prince. He is the one who is giving punishment. Badajan, big son, elder son. Tumi yaha prabhure rakhaha yatna kari. Eimuitahare chadino sabak kaudi. So go personally to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and keep him at Jagannath Puri with great attention. I shall excuse Gopinath Patnaik from all his debts. Mishra kahe kaudi chadiba nahe prabhur mane. Kaudi chadile prabhu kadachid dukha mane. So
Kashi Mishra said, excusing Gopinath Patnaik of all his debts will make the lords unhappy, for that is not his intention.
Raja kahe kaudi cha. Here Kashi Mishra is saying that that is not lord's intention. So because Mahaprabhu might feel that it was a favor expected, it was favor expected from the king, from Mahaprabhu's side. Right, he's immediately clarifying, or Kashi Mishra. Raja kahe kaudi chadi mo ihana kahiba. See, I will relieve him of the debt, but don't tell Mahaprabhu. Right, you need not tell this to Mahaprabhu. I will relieve. See, the devotee does not want his service to be recognized by the Lord also. But he will do the needful to please the Lord, but he does not want the Lord to recognize his service. Right? If that causes some pain or something to him. Like that. This is real service attitude. Right? So whatever service I do should be acknowledged or recognized or appreciated. So that mentality is not there. He is purely concerned about Mahaprabhu's pleasure only. Mahaprabhu has to be here. Bas. Like that. Sahajemora priyatara iha jana iba. Simply let him know that all the family members of Bhavanand Rai, including Gopinath Patnaik, are naturally my dear friends. He is not even saying that I love Mahaprabhu so much. Inform him that I love him so much. Right? Inform him that my life is dedicated to him. He is not saying that also. Kashi Mishra informed him, informed the king that Mahaprabhu is concerned about Bhavanendra's family. Then Pratapadra is saying that inform Mahaprabhu that this family is dear to me. Like that. Only that much only. Whatever needs to be known to Mahaprabhu, that much only will be known from my side. But he will know everything, that's a different thing. But whatever I need to inform him is this much only. So one does not want to advertise himself more than required. Right? So one will not come into the limelight more than required. I will remain in the background, let him be pleased. Let him be happy. Like that. Let my master be happy. Bhavananda Raya Amara Pujaya Garvita Taraputra Gane Amara Sahaje Pirita. So Bhavananda is worthy of my worship. Amara Pujya Garvita. Right? He is my honorable and worshipable personality. Right? Therefore, I am naturally affectionate to his sons also. Right? If you like the tree, you have to like the fruits also. Right? I like Bhavanandra, but I hate his sons. It's not like that. Because I like Bhavanandra and worshipable to, he is my worshipable person. So I like his sons also. Etabali Mishre Namaskari Raja Ghare Gelam. Gopinath Bada Janaya Dekhiya Anilam.
Offering obeisances to Kashi Mishra, the king returned to his palace and called the both Gopinath and the eldest prince.
So Raja kahe sabak kaudi tomare chadilunu. Seimala jatya danda pata tomare tadilun.
Seimala jatya danda pata tomare
tadilun. The king told Gopinath Patnayak, you are excused for all the money you owe to the treasury, and the place known as Malajatya Dandapatta is again given to you for collections.
Okay, they did not. Same place he was working. Yeah, he did not take out his job. Yes.
Sarvadamodara would say that Ramanandra is also arrested, but their commentary also says, in the text itself says that the Ramanandaraya's family and his relatives are arrested, they are in danger, go and save them. You should save them, like that he requested. Definitely Ramanandaraya was actually, where he was, it is not mentioned also in that whole episode. Just he indicated that go and save his family.
Okay. So the king told Gopinath Patnaik, you are excused for all the money that you owe the treasury, and the place is given to you for collections again. Arabara Aichena Khaya Rajadhanam Aji Haite Diluntomaya Dvigunavartana. So he said, don't eat our money anymore. So don't misappropriate the revenue of the government. So I am relieving you from the debt. That doesn't mean I am giving you license to do more nonsense. So that is his warning. So they did not, because nobody is approving the act that Gopinath Patnaik has done. But they are showing mercy. We are showing you mercy. That doesn't mean you should take advantage of our mercy anymore. So if you are thinking that the money that you are getting is not sufficient, I can double your salary also. but don't unnecessarily, don't indirectly consume our money. Like that. Etabali neta dhati tare parailam Prabhu agne layadyaha vidyatomadilam.
After saying this, the king appointed him by offering him a silken wrapper for his body. Go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said. After taking permission from him, go to your home. I bid you farewell, now you may go.
Paramarthe Prabhura Kripa Sehara Hudure Antara Tahara Phala Kibalite Pare. So paramarthe prabhura krupa seha rahu dure. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu, one can certainly become spiritually advanced. Indeed, no one can estimate the results of his mercy. And towards the end also, Kaviraj Goswami makes a similar statement that I have explained this pastime as much as possible, but the deeper meanings, it's difficult to explain something like that, he says. Yeah, 149th verse. I have described the chastisement of Gopinath Patnaik and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's indifference, but the deep meaning of this behavior is very difficult to understand. 149. Like, what exactly the devotee's positions are, what exactly Lord's intentions are, what exactly Kashi Mishra is intending to do by doing whatever, some mediation in certain way. All the deeper meanings, it's difficult to understand, Kaviraj Goswami himself admits. 109. राज्य विषय फल यही कृपार आभासे ताहर गणन करो मने नहीं आसे. गोपीनाथ पटनायक अचीव्ड द रिजल्ट ऑफ किंगली ऑपुलेंस ड्यू टू बट ए ग्लिम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड्स मर्सी. देयरफॉर नो वन कैन कैलकुलेट द फुल वैल्यू ऑफ हिज मर्सी. सो इट ग्लिम्स ऑफ मर्सी मीन बेसिकली ही रिसीव्ड किंगली ऑपुलेंस, ए मटीरियल बेनिडिक्शन ओनली. That is only a glimpse of Lord's mercy. But actual mercy, full value of His mercy is like pure spiritual advancement only. Kaha change chadaya laya dhana pranam. Kaha sabha chadi sei rajya di pradhanam. So kaha, no, where is the situation of His being lifted to the changa and to be killed? And where is the situation where his debts were excused and he was appointed in the as the collector in the same place? So see the contrast in these two situations. He is bringing out that kaha sarva sarvasva vechi laya deya naya according kahandri guna vartana paraya neta dhadi. So on one hand Gopinath Patnaik was unable to clear his debt. Even by selling all his possessions, he has some horses, he had to sell that also. Now also he doesn't have money to pay. So he said, I will pay slowly. But on the other hand, his salary was doubled and he was honored with a silken wrapper. So where is he is bringing out the contrast? This is all because of Lord's, a glimpse of Lord's mercy. Prabhura iccha nahi tare kaudi chhadai bhai. Dviguna vartana kari puna vishaya dibe.
That Gopinath Patnaik be excused of his debt to the government. Nor was it his desire that his salary be doubled or that he be reappointed collector at the same place.
These are not the Lord's actual desires. Tathapi tara sevaka asi kevala nivedanam. Tate kshubdha hailayabe mahaprabhurmanam.
When Gopinath Patnaik's servant went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and informed the Lord of his plight, the Lord was somewhat agitated and dissatisfied.
Vishaya sukha dite prabhura nahi manobala. Nivedana prabhaveha tabu phale etafalam.
The Lord had no intention of awarding his devotee the happiness of material opulence, yet simply because of his being informed, such a great result was obtained.
Simply because the Lord was informed that so and so devotee is in a trouble because of lack of money or whatever, the devotee received all opulence like that. But otherwise, Lord's intention or desire is never to award his devotee with material opulence. That was not the Lord's actual benediction. Ke kahite pare gaurera ascharya svabhava. Brahma Shiva adiyara napaya antarbhava. So no one can estimate the wonderful characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ki kahite pare gaurera ascharya svabhava. Even Brahma and Shiva cannot understand the intentions of the Lord. So etha kashi mishra asi prabhura charane ರಾಜರ ಚರಿತ್ರ ಸಭಾ ಕೈಲ ನಿವೇದನೆ. ಸೊ ಕಾಶಿ ಮಿಶ್ರ ಕವಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಈ ಸಮರೈಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಗೈನ್, ರೈಟ್? ಈಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಸಮರಿ ನೌ. ಕಾಶಿ ಮಿಶ್ರ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಇನ್ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಷನ್ಸ್, ರೈಟ್? ಸೋ ಫಾರ್ ಹೀ ಗೇವ್ ಎ ಸಮರಿ. ಸೊ ನೌ ಕಾಶಿ ಮಿಶ್ರ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಅಂಡ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್, ಪ್ರಭು ಕಹೆ ಕಾಶಿ ಮಿಶ್ರ ಕೀತುಮಿ ಕರಿಲ ರಾಜ ಪ್ರತಿ ಘರ ತುಮಿ ಆಮ ಕರಾಯಿಲ. ಸೊ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸೇಡ್, ಕಾಶಿ ಮಿಶ್ರ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಯು ಡನ್, ರೈಟ್? ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಮಿ ಇಂಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ರೈಟ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ಗಾಟ್ ಆಜಿಟೇಟೆಡ್, ಕಿಂಗ್ ರಿಲೀವ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡೆಟ್. ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್? ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಇಂಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ, ಇಟ್ ಇಂಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಮನಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್, ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ದ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಪಟ್ನಾಯಕ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಕಂಡಮ್ನೇಷನ್. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಇಂಡ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಕ್ಯೂಸ್ ದ ಡೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ವಾಸ್ ಸಾರಿ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಡೆಂಟ್, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಬಟ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಇಂಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಎ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಟು ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಪಟ್ನಾಯಕ್ ಇಸ್ ಕನೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು, ಐ ಆಮ್ ರಿಲೀವಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಅರೇ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಬಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸ್ಟೇ ಇನ್ ಗೋಪಿ ಅವರ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಓಕೆ, ಹಿ ಡಸ್ಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಟು ಅಲಾಲ್ನಾಥ್. ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡನ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್, ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಮಿಶ್ರ ಕಹೆ ಸುನ ಪ್ರಭು ರಾಜಾರ ವಚನೆ ಅಕಪಟೆ ರಾಜ ಕೈಲ ನಿವೇದನೆ. ಅಕಪಟ, ಸೊ ಅಕಪಟ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನೋ ಡ್ಯುಪ್ಲಿಸಿಟಿ, ನಾನ್ ಡ್ಯುಪ್ಲಿಸಿಟಸ್. ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ರಿಸರ್ವೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಕೈಂಡ್ಲಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹೀ ಸೆಡ್ ಟು ಮೀ. ಪ್ರಭು ಏನ ನಾಹಿ ಜನೇನ ಜನೇನ ರಾಜ ಅಮರ್ ಲಗಿಯ ದ್ವಿ ಲಕ್ಷ ಕಹನ್ ಕೌಡಿ ದೇಖಿ ದೇ ದಿಲೇಖ ಛಡಿಯ. ಸೊ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಸೆಡ್, ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ವೇ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ಸೇಕ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಫೋರ್ಫಿಟೆಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮನಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕೌಡೀಸ್, ರೈಟ್? 2 lakh ಕೌಡೀಸ್. ಹಾಂ, ಹಿ ಡಿಂಟ್ ಇನ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದಟ್ ವೇ ನಾ. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ಭವಾನಂದೇರ ಪುತ್ರ ಸಭಾ ಮೋರ ಪ್ರಿಯತಮ ಇಹ ಸಭ ಕಾರೇ ಅಮಿ ದೇಖಿ ಆತ್ಮಸಮ. ಸೊ ಟೆಲ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಭವಾನಂದ ರೈ ಆರ್ ಎಸ್ಪೆಷಲಿ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ಮೀ. ಐ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ದೇಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೈ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಅತ ಏವ ಯಹಾನ್ ಯಹಾನ್ ದೇಯಿ ಅಧಿಕಾರ ಖಾಯ ಪಿಯೆ ಲುಟೆ ವಿಲಾಯ ನ ಕರೋ ವಿಚಾರ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಡಿಯರ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ಐ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ದಮ್ ಮೈ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್. ಐ ಅಪಾಯಿಂಟೆಡ್ ದಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಕಲೆಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಎಟ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದೋ ದೇ ಸ್ಪೆಂಡ್ ಗವರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಮನಿ ಟು ಈಟ್ ಡ್ರಿಂಕ್ ಪ್ಲಂಡರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ನಾ ಖಾಯ ಪಿಯ ಲುಟೆ ವಿಲಾಯ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ದೇ ಡು, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಡೂ ಇಟ್ ಸಿ ಐ ಡೆಂಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೀರಿಯಸ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ರಾಜ ಮಹೀಂದ್ರ ರಾಜ ಖೈನು ರಾಮ ರಾಯ ಏ ಖಾಯಿಲ ಏ ಬೇದಿಲ್ಲ ನಾಹಿ ಲೇಖದಾಯ. ಸೊ ಐ ಮೇಟ್ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ದ ಗವರ್ನರ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಜಮಹೇಂದ್ರಿ. ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲಿ ನೋ ಅಕೌಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಮನಿ ಹೀ ಟೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಅಕೌಂಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ರೈಟ್? ನೋ ರಿಪೋರ್ಟ್ಸ್, ಮಂತ್ಲಿ ರಿವ್ಯೂಸ್, ಮಂತ್ಲಿ ರಿಪೋರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಬ್ಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಮೀ. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ರಾಜಮಹೇಂದ್ರಿ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್. ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಏಯಿ ಮತ ವಿಷಯ ಕರೆಯ ದ್ವಿಚಾರ ಲಕ್ಷ ಕನ ಕಹನ ರಹಿತ ಕಹನ ಕಿಚ್ಚು ದೇಯ ಕಿಚ್ಚು ನ ದೇಯ ನ ಕರಿ ವಿಚಾರ ಜನಸಹಿತ ಅಪ್ರೀತಿಯೇ ದುಃಖ ಪಾಯಲ ಈ ಬಾರ.
Having been appointed collector, Gopinath in the same way also generally spends 2 lakh to 4 lakh ahanas as he likes. Gopinath Patnaik would collect some and pay some, spending it at will. But I would not consider this very seriously. This time, however, he was put into trouble because of a misunderstanding with the prince.
So king is saying that he considers Bhavanandra's family as his own family members only, and because they are so dear to the king, he appointed them as collectors at various places. Although they spend money in different ways, king is not so much bothered about that. But now this particular incident happened only because of the misunderstanding between Raghupinath Patnaik and the prince. Right? So king is clarifying to you like this, my dear Mahaprabhu. Like that. Not because of, he is not contributing to you, my dear Mahaprabhu. He is only showing affection to Ramanandra's family. That's what he is saying. I'm not involved. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, now it is there, na? Like, because they are so dear to Mahaprabhu, king is actually feeling affection to that. This is truth also. Right? You can't say it is completely truth also. Right? So Narada Muni also does so many things like this. Right? To make the situations more proper, and ultimately the outcome is pleasing to the Lord and all Vaishnavas. Right? They are doing the needful. Right? How much it is truth and how much it is, you can't make things everything literally. You can't literally understand. Kaviraj Goswami himself says, we can't completely understand the intentions. They're solving the problem. They're doing the needful. Okay, the prince created this situation without my knowledge. But actually I consider all the sons of Bhavanandrai to be like my relatives. So we can't understand certain things in a black and white way. Right? So the grey area we need to consider. Like that. Taha lagi dravya chadi ihama tajane. Sahaje imora priti hayatahasanim.
Because of my intimate relationship with them, I have absolved Gopinath Patnaik of all his debts. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not know this fact. Whatever I have done is because of my intimate relationship with the family of Bhavanandrai.
So this is true also, and actually king is concerned about Mahaprabhu staying in Jagannath Puri. That is also true, but here this truth has to be given more emphasis than that truth. Right? So which truth has to be emphasized more, we need to understand according to the situation. Kashi Mishra is teaching us. Very smart. Earlier, Gopinath Patnaik spoke two truths. One, my horses don't do like this, like the prince. Second thing is, please give proper price. He emphasized the other truth more. Right? The other fellow took it more seriously and then he was into trouble. So which truth we need to emphasize more? We need to understand according to the situation. Desakala Patra. Doing the needful. Yatha Vidhi. This is the word that is used. Just as it behooves. In the first canto also. Right? So Krishna, when he was in Dwaraka, different people received him with various presentations. Right? Then Krishna reciprocated with them according to their status. If they are mothers, they reciprocate with him like that. If they are citizens, he reciprocates with him in a certain way. If they are, some children or other family members, he reciprocates with them in certain way. Yathaviti is used, just as it behooves. One needs to act accordingly, according to the time, place, circumstances, right, and the persons involved. Suniya Rajara Vinaya Prabhura Ananda Henakale Ailata Tatha Raya Bhavananda. Having heard from Kashi Mishra all these statements concerning the king's mentality, Mahaprabhu is very happy. Right? Prabhura Ananda. Then Bhavanandrai arrived there. So Bhavanandrai came to meet Mahaprabhu. Let's see what happens. Panchaputra Sahite Asi Padila Charani. Uthaya Prabhura Prabhutare Kaila Alingani. So Bhavanandrai, along with his five sons, fell at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu lifted him and embraced him. Ramanandaraya Adi Sabai Mulila Bhavanandaraya Tabe Balitela Gila. So Ramanandaraya and all his brothers also met Mahaprabhu. Bhavanandaraya started speaking. Tomara Kinkara Ei Sabamora Kula ఏ విపదే రాఖి ప్రభు పునః నీలమూల. సో తొమార కింకర ఏ సభ మొర కుల, మై కుల, మై ఎంటైర్ డైనాసిటీ ఆర్ ఫ్యామిలీ ఈజ్ యువర్ కింకర సర్వెంట్స్ ఓన్లీ. నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ సేవ్డ్ అస్ ఫ్రమ్ అనదర్ గ్రేట్ డేంజర్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ యు హ్యావ్ పర్చేస్డ్ అస్ విత్ ప్రాపర్ ప్రైస్, రైట్? పునః నీలమూల, యు హ్యావ్ పర్చేస్డ్ అస్. సో భక్త వాత్సల్య ఏవే ప్రకట కరిల పూర్వేన పంచ పాండవే విపదే తరిల. యూ హ్యావ్ నౌ డెమాన్స్ట్రేటెడ్ యువర్ లవ్ ఫర్ యువర్ డివోటీస్ జస్ట్ యాజ్ యూ హ్యావ్ జస్ట్ యాజ్ వెన్ యూ ప్రీవియస్లీ సేవ్డ్ ద 5 పాండవర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ గ్రేట్ డేంజర్. పాండవర్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో వర్ పుట్ ఇన్ టు సో మెనీ డేంజర్స్ అండ్ లార్డ్ సేవ్డ్ హిమ్ సెవరల్ టైమ్స్. నౌ ఆల్సో లార్డ్ సేవ్డ్ గోపీనాథ్ పట్నాయక్ అండ్ భవానందరాజ్ ఫ్యామిలీ ఫ్రమ్ డేంజర్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ డివోటీస్. ద కింగ్ ఈజ్ డివోటీ, ద ప్రిన్స్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఏ డివోటీ, హీ సెడ్. దెన్ కాశీ మిశ్రా ఈజ్ డివోటీ అండ్ ఆల్ ద పీపుల్ హు ఆర్ ఇన్ఫార్మింగ్ మహాప్రభు దే ఆర్ డివోటీస్. దిస్ ఈజ్ అ మిస్అండర్స్టాండింగ్ అండ్ సమ్ issue that is happening amongst the devotee community only, right? Because from a spiritual perspective, all the devotees together perform their devotional service to the Lord, right? But from material world's, staying in the material world and maintaining in the material world, so there are some protocols also, right? This is office and home, that's what we can see. Vaishnava community, staying with the Vaishnavas, together with Vaishnavas is like being in office also, being in home also. When you say office, there are so many protocols and rules and regulations to be followed. Like that. When there is home, then a lot of affection and love and reciprocation that is there. So both are happening here. So protocols should not be compromised, right? That is another point that is mentioned here, right? But because of some compromise in the protocols that is happening, one's affection should not be hampered, right? That is also there. So there should be some balance somewhere. So Kashi Mishra is bringing that balance in the whole situation. He is just nicely blending this office protocols plus homely relationships, right? Somehow he brought all of them together again. So you have now demonstrated your love for your devotees. Netadhati netadhati mate gopinatha charana padilam రాజార కృప వృత్తాంత సకల కహీల.
గోపీనాథ్ పట్నాయక్, హిజ్ హెడ్ కవర్డ్ విత్ ద సిల్కన్ రెపర్, ఫెల్ ఎట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అండ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్ ద కింగ్స్ మర్సీ టువర్డ్ హిమ్.
బాకీ కౌడి బడ ఆరాధు ద్విగుణ వర్తన కైల పునః విషయ దియ నేత ధాతి పరైలం.
కింగ్ హెస్ ఎక్స్క్యూజ్ మీ ఫార్ ద బ్యాలెన్స్ డ్యూ, హీ సెడ్. హీ హెస్ రీఅపాయింటెడ్ మీ టు మై పోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆనరింగ్ మీ విత్ బై ఆనరింగ్ మీ విత్ సిల్కన్ క్లాత్ అండ్ హ్యాస్ డబుల్డ్ మై సాలరీ.
సో కాహ జాంగేర ఉపరసేయి మరణ ప్రమాదం కహనే దధతి పునః ఏ సవ ప్రసాద. సో వేర్ ఈజ్ మై సిచ్యుయేషన్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ పుట్ ఆన్ ద చాంగా అండ్ అబౌట్ టు బి కిల్డ్ అండ్ వేర్ ఇస్ మై సిచ్యుయేషన్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ఆనర్డ్ బై సిల్క్ క్లాత్. ఇట్స్ ఆల్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ మెర్సీ. చాంగేర ఉపరి తుమార చరణ ధ్యాన కైలూన్ చరణ స్మరణ ప్రభావే ఏ ఫల పైలూన్. సో ఆన్ ద చాంగా I began meditating on your lotus feet. And the power of that remembrance has yielded all these results. So Gopinath Patnaik is saying that I was remembering you. Right? The remembrance of the lotus feet of my Lord brought about a positive transformation in the whole situation. Loke chamatkara more ei sabha dekhiyam prashamse tumara kripa mahima gayam. So seeing all these people are struck with wonder, they were glorifying your greatness, the greatness of your mercy. Kintu tumara smaranera naheyai mukhya phalam phala bhasa yeyate vishaya chanchala. But Gopinath Patnaik is aware of this fact that kintu tumara smaranera naheyai mukhya phala, this is not the actual result of the meditation upon your lotus feet. Yes, I memorized, I remembered your lotus feet and I was relieved from this material tribulation, but that is not the ultimate result. Material opulence is very flickering. Therefore, it is simply a glimpse of the result of your mercy. So, someone read the purport, nice purport.
One can achieve the highest perfection of life simply by meditating upon the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Generally, people are concerned with the four religious principles, namely religion, material opulence, sense gratification and liberation. However, as indicated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra, success in these four kinds of material and spiritual gain are not the true results of devotional service. The true result of devotional service is the actual development of one's dormant love for Krishna in every circumstance.
The true result comes when one is detached from material opulences. Therefore, Gopinath Patnaik prayed for such a detachment. Right? So, yeah, I got material opulence because of your mercy, but this is not the real mercy that can be obtained from you. So, I actually want the detachment from material opulence. Rama Raya Vaninathe Kaila Nirvishayam Sei Krupa Mote Nahi Yate Aichayam. So, your real mercy was granted to Ramanandra and Vaninathra. Right? They have detached from all this material opulence. I think I have not been favored by such a mercy. So, he could understand his real situation. I am involved with material affairs and I am doing some material enjoyment also, and I got now material opulence as your mercy, but I am not the person who has the highest mercy. The devotee feels like that. Shuddha Krupa Kara Gosai Guchaha Vishayam Nirvinna Hayinumote Vishayena Haya. Kindly bestow upon me your pure mercy so that I should also become renounced. I am no longer interested in this material enjoyment. Right? So, initially Gajendra's prayer was that please save me from this crocodile. Later he said, even after saving from this crocodile, I don't want to continue this life, ignorant life. 25th verse, 8.3. So, Mahaprabhu said, Prabhu kahe sanyasi tabe haiba pancha janam. Kutumba baluya tomara ke kare bharana. So Mahaprabhu said, if all of you adopt the renounced order, right, and who will take the charge of the maintaining your family, large family you have, who will maintain that? All of you become sannyasis. Right, sannyasi yabe haiva panchajana. All five of you become sannyasis, what will happen to your family? He says, Mahavishaya karakiba virakta udasan. Janme janme tumi pancha mora nijadasa. Whether you are involved in material activities or become completely renounced, you five brothers are my eternal servants, birth after birth. Right? So, read the purport. One should always remember that he is eternally a servant of Krishna. That is the real position of living being. Thus, even if one is involved in great material affairs, he will not become attached. As soon as one forgets that he is an eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes involved in material attachments. However, if one is always conscious that Krishna is the Supreme Master and he is an eternal servant of Krishna, he is a liberated person in any condition. Entangling material activities will not affect him. Like that. So, what is needed from the side of a devotee is his absorption in Krishna. His position or social status is not so important, whether he is in renounced order or whether he is in family life. If he is attached to Krishna, if he is doing devotional service to Krishna with rapt attention, he is in the right position. For example, in the first canto, 13th chapter, when Vidura came to the palace of Hastinapur, there Prabhupada writes this comment that Pandavas were family members living in a opulent palace, and Vidura, he became like a mendicant and he was going for pilgrimage and then he was traveling everywhere. Right? He was living the life of a mendicant so far and then coming here. Whether he is traveling or in the forest, whether the devotee is in the palace enjoying all opulences, both are on the equal level because they are wrapped in the attention, wrapped in the thought of Krishna. Prabhupada writes this line, wrapped in the thought of Krishna. That makes one a devotee, not the geographical location where he lives in, like that, or the social status where he is. That's why sthane sthitam srutigatam tanuvan manobhir e prayaso ajita jitopyasi tai strilokyam. Sthane sthitam. If one is a brahmana, sudra, what is that, grahastha, brahmana, whichever varna he may belong to, whichever ashram he may belong to, sthane sthita, he can remain there. But shruti gatam tanuvan manobhir, dedicate his body, mind and words to the glorifications of Krishna, coming from sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam, coming from the mouths of pure devotees, then one is situated perfectly. Kintu mara kariha eka agnapalanam vyayana kariha kichu rajar muladhana. So Lord said that whether you are doing some material activities or becoming renounced, you five brothers are my eternal servants. Right? He made that clear. Then later he said, but, kintu. When you say but, or although, or however, you can understand what's coming next. It's an important condition. Right? So, however, just obey one order. Mora kariha eka agna palan. What is that? Vyayana kariha kichu rajar muladhana. Never spend the king's money for your personal, you know, things. Read the purport.
Forgets his position as an eternal servant of Krishna, he commits many sinful activities. But one who maintains his position as an eternal servant of Krishna cannot deviate from the path of morality, religion and ethics.
So one cannot deviate from the path of morality and ethics. So the regular ethics are morality, moral codes that a human being has to follow are applicable even to a devotee also. Devotee is not beyond that, right? So one, of course, devotee is in a transcendental sense, he is beyond that, but it's not that he is not obliged to follow that. He has to follow all that, right? He cannot compromise on those protocols.
At the present, people all over the world, especially in India, have forgotten their relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His eternal servants. Therefore, the principles of morality, religion and ethics have almost disappeared. This situation is most unprofitable for human society. Therefore, everyone should try to accept Krishna consciousness and follow the principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
See, Prabhupada is bringing out another important point here, that principles of morality, religion and ethics are disappearing because people are forgetful of their relationship with Krishna. Means what? If one is conscious of his relationship with Krishna, he will be conscious of the moral codes and ethics also, right? He will give importance to those things also, religious principles and culture, right? Moral codes and ethical principles, all this also he will give importance to, like that. There are only, how many avadhuts are there, right? So most practicing devotees, like most exalted devotees, all they follow the religious codes, right? So then Yudhishthira is going and offering obeisances to Drona. Why I should offer obeisances to Drona? I am on a superior level as a devotee than Drona. He doesn't say like that, right? So he is my martial teacher. I will go and offer obeisances to him also, like that. So these kind of moral principles devotees follow. So once performing devotional service, one's connection with Krishna, one's awareness of one's connection with Krishna will make him all the more consciously follow the moral codes, like that. So Prabhupada says, even to follow ordinary moral codes and ethical principles also, one has to cultivate Krishna consciousness. That will make him more aware, like that. So devotee will go and stand in the queue, in the ticket counter, right? Because he is told, he is taught, he is trained to follow moral principles also, ethical principles also. But others may want to intrude in the line, in the ticket counter queue, like that. But devotee will stand in the queue. Like that kind of training. Prabhupada is saying that point also. Rajar mula dhana diya ekichu lobhayam sei dhana kariha nana dharme karme vyaya.
First, you should pay the revenue due to the king, and then you may spend the balance for religious and fruitive activities.
Asadvyaya nakariha yate dui lokavyaya. Etabali sabakare dilena vidaya. Asadvyaya. Don't spend even a farthing for sinful activities, for which you will be loser both in this life and in the next life. Like that. So Mahaprabhu said like this. So even to your family, how to maintain their family affairs and how to spend their money, that kind of counseling also Mahaprabhu is giving. Right? So Rayera Ghare Prabhura Kripa Vivarta Khaila. Bhaktavatsalya guna yate vyakta hailam.
Thus the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was spoken of in the family of Bhavanand Rai. That mercy was clearly demonstrated, although it appeared to be something different.
Okay. So the result of advancement in spiritual knowledge is not material improvement. But Mahaprabhu advised Gopinath Patnaik how to use material opulence without incurring sinful reactions, like that. So, from this advice, it appeared that Lord encouraged Gopinath Patnaik to enhance his material condition. Actually, he did not. In fact, this was but a manifestation of his great affection for his devotee. How he is, giving some simple advice of how to manage money also to his devotee. But that is not the ultimate instruction of Mahaprabhu. So this is not the instruction that we need to repeat in every class and the chanting Hare Krishna, that is there. And that is the ultimate instruction. How to spend money, this is the ultimate counselling that Mahaprabhu gave, one cannot say like that. Sabaya Alingya Prabhu Vidaya Yabedilam Haridhvani Kari Sabha Bhakta Uthigela. So Mahaprabhu embraced all of them and bade for farewell. Then devotees chanting Hari Hari, they left. And seeing the extraordinary mercy of Lord granted to the family of Bhavanand Rai, everyone was struck with wonder. They could not understand the behavior of Mahaprabhu. Indeed, when all the devotees had requested the Lord to bestow his mercy upon Gopinath Patnaik, the Lord replied he could not do anything. Right? So this is also important purport. Read the purport.
When a person is sinful, he loses both the chance for spiritual advancement and the chance for material opulence. If one enjoys the material world for sense gratification, he is certainly doomed. Advancement in material opulence is not the direct mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nevertheless, it indicates the indirect mercy of the Lord. For even a person too attached to material prosperity can gradually be detached and raised to the spiritual platform. Then he can offer causeless, purified service to the Lord. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Ame haite kichhu nahi," it is not my business to do anything. He set the ideal example for a person in the renounced order. If a sannyasi takes the side of a vishayi, a person engaged in material activities, his character will be criticized. A person in the renounced order should not take interest in material activities. But if he does so out of affection for a particular person, that should not be considered his special mercy.
That should be. Considered his special mercy. So, ordinarily, any sannyasi would not take any interest in the material transactions of people. But for his devotee, he may indirectly do something. But apparently, externally, he did not do anything to, save Gopinath Patnaik from this situation. He did not do anything. Then, when he felt that there is a, indirectly, it would mean that I am taking charity from the king. When he felt like that, when he sensed it, immediately he asked for a clarification. Hey, what have you done, my dear Kashi Mishra? Then Kashi Mishra gave a clarification, then Mahaprabhu felt little comfortable. So Mahaprabhu, in his external behavior, he did not show even the slightest hint that he is connected to solving the affair of Gopinath Patnaik. But internally, he was affectionate to Gopinath Patnaik because he was a devotee. So he did something to rectify the situation. It's all happened by Lord's mercy only. But that is not the ultimate mercy of the Lord. That is just a glimpse of Lord's mercy. Like that. So I have simply described the chastisement of Gopinath Patnaik and Mahaprabhu's indifference. But the deep meaning of this behavior is very difficult to understand. Gopinathera ninda ara apana nirveda. Ei matra khaila ihara na bhujite bheda. It is actually, see, this whole incident, Gopinath Patnaik came out of this material tribulation, right? He went into some danger because of misappropriating government's money, and he came out of the situation. And there are some verses that is saying that it is a mercy of the Lord. Gopinath Patnaik says that, and others say that it is the mercy of the Lord. But although it is a glimpse of mercy, but it is mercy of the Lord only. So Prabhupada is saying that out of affection for a particular devotee, if the Lord shows some mercy in those lines, it should be considered a special mercy. But renounced order person should not get involved in all this. So Prabhupada is saying two things. A sannyasi should not get into the materialistic affairs of people. But here the Lord is the sannyasi. Sannyasi is who? The Lord only. So Lord orchestrated a situation where Gopinath receives some mercy out of affection for his devotee. So Prabhupada is making these two things. And sannyasi should not get involved in the material. This is not an instruction to the sannyasis. Prabhu, can you please elaborate on that?
Hare Krishna. In the morning Bhagavatam class also we were speaking something similar to this point. There is one verse in which Kardamani is telling to Lord Vishnu, Supreme Lord, is telling that, my dear Lord, when someone is within the three modes, you know, and he desires material enjoyment and he becomes your devotee, you award material benedictions to the devotee, which actually cover him up with illusory energy. And he is very happy, but he actually doesn't know that he is suffering. On the other hand, he says, for those who worship you purely, you know, you give your own sweetness of your swarupa. Like that he says. So Kardamuni puts himself in a lower position, claiming that we are actually poor-minded, mean-minded souls who are desiring material enjoyment. So we don't have actually true access to you. Like that he speaks like that. So there are two types of mercy. One is the material mercy, one is spiritual mercy. The material mercy is considered as great mercy by those who are materially minded. They consider that as ultimate, you know, for them. But those who have tasted the honey from the Lord's lotus feet, when they look at the material mercy, they will spit at it. They will say, what mercy is this? In the Vritrasura section, there is one verse which says, the Supreme Lord does not award any glittering material abodes of Indra and all these kinds of things. Lord doesn't award. Why? Because it involves five things, he says. Enmity, envy, competition, belligerence, and one more thing, he says, because these material things involve those five, like shoka moha bhaya kind of thing. Yeah, that kind of thing, he says. So Lord doesn't award to pure devotees, but he awards to mixed devotees like demigods, he awards. So here also the same talk is going on about, he himself is saying that, who? Gopinath Patnaik. His own brother Ramanandrai got pure mercy of the Lord. Whereas I got only material mercy. It's a second class mercy. You know, some opulence within this material world. And because of Lord's, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so exalted and so powerful, being Krishna himself, like sometimes imagine a company CEO. He just comes and one devotee wants a job, She tells his company people, hey, इसको एक नौकरी में लगा दो उसको. Just one word he puts and he goes. And immediately this person gets a job for 40,000 rupees monthly. Just one word. Similarly from Lord, all the energies of the Lord are awaiting to serve him. When the Lord, simply when the news is carried to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately Gopinath Patnaik is saved. Immediately. By a glimpse of, Lord's potency, he can be saved very easily. And somebody may say, if Lord saved him, then why is he indifferent to him? He is indifferent to him because he wants to portray the role of a sannyasi and set an example for all the sannyasis to come. At the same time, he is not indifferent because he is Lord himself. That's why Prabhuji was telling, he is sannyasi also and he is Lord also. Being a Lord, he has a bhakta vatsalyata to his devotee. Even though his devotee may sometimes commit a mistake, the Lord actually may want to see the devotee threatened or punished in some way, but he wants ultimately the devotee to be protected. Example Prabhupada gives, a prince and orphan, they both may be loitering in the street, but their position is not the same. An orphan has no mother father, whereas a prince is connected to the king. The moment the prince revives his connection with the king, then he will live in kingly opulence. Similarly, a devotee, he may be arrested, he may be treated like any other thief, but he should not be considered in the same position as another thief or rogue arrested. So his position is different. So there are two things being spoken in this pastime. One is the Lord acting in the role of Lord with his devotees, and then Lord acting as a sannyasi, completely wanting to be indifferent, and one who is totally against the breaking of the state laws by his devotees. He is condemning that. A devotee cannot break the state laws. Lord is condemning it, and he is teaching them also. And he also is keeping indifference towards material encumbrances. A devotee cannot... sannyasi should not be connected to any vishayi. He is keeping indifference to that. So that is why it's a mysterious pastime, because we find that Lord is indirectly favoring the Bhavananda Rai's family, because overall this family is a devotee family. They are devotee family consisting of important members. They are all Pandavas, and Ramananda Rai is there, who is very close to the heart of Mahaprabhu, but somehow they got into some meddling. Actually such things are happening in our society also. Imagine somebody joined as a brahmachari. He is a brahmachari, he is preaching to congregation, but he meddled with some woman, some diverse woman, he fell down. So congregation becomes very, very wild. People, what kind of devotee is he? In fact, in Pune, some 2-3 weeks ago, one woman was found to be unchaste somewhere. Karmi woman. Husband cut off her head, and he was carrying the head in his hand and going in the street to the police station to say that I have killed my wife for her unchastity. And that was taken on WhatsApp and sent all around. Any of you might have seen. It came in WhatsApp everywhere. The reason I am telling you, because if a woman behaves unchastely with someone else, another man, Parapurush, her husband becomes wild. Same manner, imagine, if somebody is ISKCON Brahmachari, but due to some affinity for a woman, he went and indulged with her, doing the worst sin which should not be done. If he does it, that Brahmachari may be murdered also. But sometimes he escaped murder somehow, for example. But the community knows this Brahmachari has gone to the last thing, for example. What do you think is the reaction of the congregation? Especially the people, that family members involved with that woman. If a dissatisfied woman with her husband indulges with a brahmachari, I am telling you like that. A dissatisfied woman, she indulges with a brahmachari. What will be the situation of the husband? So, even the husband says that brahmachari should be taken to the police, he should be put behind the bars, and if you allow me, I will even shoot him. Or at least I will break his hands and legs. This much they say like that, congregation. But sometimes the temple authorities and guru and all of them, they see from a Vaishnava point of view. Theek hai, isko karna nahi tha, kar diya isne. Abhi aage kya kiya jaye? Jo nahi hona tha, wo ho gaya, abhi kya kiya jaye? Theek hai, immediately you remove your dress. Don't put the saffron and all these things. You wear white, wear pant shirt. And what do they think about? Take some job, you know, do some company job or something like that. Don't stay in this congregation, go somewhere else, you know. If you are coming in the sight of the people, people cannot tolerate it. But wherever you are, but you should be devotee. Remain a devotee, don't give up your chanting, you are initiated also. Chant, marry a proper woman. Now you are falling down with already a married woman. Or with a divorce. Better you properly get settled with another woman and settle. See, what I am telling, don't think I am imagining some example. These kind of things are happening. When these kind of things happen, this is a great disrepute to the society it brings. So, one man was asking in one community, Prabhuji, agar ye karmi hota tha, to log isko maar dalte the. Nahin to kam se kam jail mein 10 saal dalte the isko. Abhi ye brahmacharya karke kya humko maaf karna hai isko? क्या धर्म प्रचार कर धर्म का क्या धर्म प्रचार कर रहा है पीपल गेट वेरी अपसेट ना एक्सट्रीमली व्हेन समबडी डस लाइक दिस सो द जनरल पीपल फॉर देम मोरालिटी इज एवरीथिंग दे देयर आईज कैन नॉट गो बियॉन्ड मोरालिटी बट फॉर अ वैष्णव मोरालिटी प्लस डिवोशन ठीक है ही डिड अ वेरी वेरी बैड थिंग वेरी रॉन्ग थिंग वी एग्री दिस इज द वर्स्ट टाइप ऑफ सिन महापातक पाप यू नो And he has to be punished also, some kind of punishment. But we should not punish him in such a way that he will be bereft of devotional service. That is the benchmark. You know, actually, if he has morally degraded, so give him a punishment which will be, which will cause him some pain, you know, which will involve some money. But you should not strip him off of his devotional service. So that is actually a Vaishnava outlook. There is a moral outlook, there is a Vaishnava outlook. Vaishnava outlook means, at any cost, a jiva should not be condemned in such a way that he will lose devotional service. Here you see Mahaprabhu is very unhappy about Gopinath Patnaik stealing government money. At the same time, after Gopinath Patnaik is saved, Mahaprabhu is not telling him, don't come in front of me, get lost, I don't want to see your face, I am indifferent to you. He didn't say that. Although he was indifferent before. You know, now when Gopinath Patnaik and all family is coming, you know, Mahaprabhu is embracing all of them. And then he is not failing to give advice. He is giving them advice. You take government money, but first give what is due for the government, you give it back. And the rest of the money use for dharma, artha and all those activities, dharma, karma, all that you do. He is giving advice. And why Mahaprabhu is so softly dealing with the family, it clearly shows that Mahaprabhu is certainly a moralist. But beyond moralist is a Bhakta Vatsala also. He knows that this family is a devotee family. Somehow something has happened which should not have happened with this family. They have done it. And for that I have given them Upadesh. But overall I like this family because they are devotees. So this is a very mature... See, there is a difference between being right and being kind. You see, no? Actually we have to be right. Once my special master was saying, he said, Prabhupada went to America and saw all the hippies breaking all relative principles. He would have told, all of you rascals and rogues, you are breaking all the four relative principles. You know, get lost, you have no hopes. And Prabhupada can come back to India and tell everybody, you know, these fellows, they are breaking all the four regs, so they cannot take up to Krishna consciousness. So I am right, if Prabhupada says like that. Maharaj is telling, he may be right in what he is saying, but he was also kind. That is how he could make them devotees. He was telling. So, in this way, morality is absolutely important and should be practiced. But what if a devotee has failed in the morality unknowingly or Jan Bujkarvi, knowingly also a devotee. So, should we banish the devotee in such a way that he will lose devotion service for this lifetime? Correct, no? That is not what Vaishnava culture teaches. You know, that means our punishment is actually done out of hatred. You know, it is arising out of hatred and it is not a Vaishnava way of punishing also. Here Mahaprabhu, you can see that he wants Gopinath Patnaik to be punished and he has to pay the money back and everything. But at the same time, he is happy to see the family, you know, members saved and everything. Correct? Yeah, correct.
Any more insights on this episode? So,
Actually, in the last several classes, we have been going through various pastimes. In the Gopinath Patnaik pastime, the main theme is that do not misappropriate government money. That is a specific instruction. And a general instruction is, just because you are a devotee, you can't say we can act transcendentally or we can forego the state laws in general. And another lesson we learn is, we should not misuse our connection to great souls. Thinking that I am connected to a great soul, even if I do something wrong, always, you know, they will save me, they will protect me. With this this kind of idea, one should not indulge in some wrongdoing. So that type of lesson we learn. Another lesson we learn here is, it is said that when we deal with king or many great personalities, one should be extra alert. I heard Namabhusain Shah was a very cruel king. One day, he had called some expert specialist to his palace and asked him, how do you feel about all these different pillars that I have done and sculptures I have done and everything? So that fellow said, this is all right, but that one which you have done, that's no good. You know, we have people who can do much better than this. Something like that, he said. Next moment, he cut off his head. So Namabhusain Shah was such a ruthless king. So sometimes we find in the past the kings were very aggressive, that if somebody would turn against the king, you know, they won't give any room for further discussion. They would finish off the person. So in your, for example, in your class, imagine the son of prime minister is studying. You have to be a little careful, correct, no? Imagine if son of PM is also sitting in the same class. You can joke with everybody, laugh with everybody. When it comes to him, you will be careful. Like in our Pune, there is one college, the owner of the college, you know, his son was in the same this thing. So in the first year, one teacher scolded him very strongly, you know. So for the scolding, immediately he called his father and the teacher was thrown out of the job, same day, you know. So now we may say, so-and-so was a good teacher, how they can be removed. Because somebody is a king's son, he has a political power, correct, no? So one has to be very careful in dealing with somebody having a political power, and one should not unnecessarily meddle with them. So here also we learn, dealing with Badajan, our Gopinath Patnaik, was little casual and careless in dealing with him. Actually, if we deal with, once what happened, when Srila Prabhupada was entering India, at the entrance in the customs, they asked him, do you have a yellow certificate? They asked him. Yellow certificate means it is, you should prove that you don't have any jaundice or something, you know, yellow certificate. So the servant of Prabhupada came in the front and started speaking harshly to the customs man. You know, what do you mean? You are asking Swamiji for a yellow certificate? Do you have common sense? He's Jagat Guru. He's a world acharya. You know, he's traveling all over the country and delivering millions of souls. And you are asking him such a question. So the customs man became very angry. Actually, customs man didn't even understand what this fellow is asking. But he understood that this fellow is showing some anger to me. Immediately told, put Prabhupada on quarantine. So they kept quarantine means, in the airport they have a room like this where you have to wait for 1 or 2 days. Like that. You know, you'll be made to wait. You will not be allowed to cross. So Prabhupada was kept on quarantine 1.5 days, I think, probably. So later on, Prabhupada was telling this devotee, what a foolish act you did. He said, just because you spoke a bit harshly with that person, you wasted my 1.5 days. I had gone for preaching, Prabhupada was saying. And then Prabhupada said, while dealing with karmis, you know, you may think you are better than karmis, but the karmis will prove to you that they can be of nuisance value to you. You know, they can be of nuisance value. Same thing happened with Punjab National Bank. ISKCON had this thing, account with Punjab National Bank. So one devotee made a criticism to them, saying that, you know, what nonsense you people have done, something like that, he said. Then they told, oh, you are calling our work as nonsense. We hand over everything to you. You guys do all the homework, laborious work, and bring the last balance sheet to us, like that, they said. So that increased the workload of ISKCON devotees in those days. And Prabhupada said the same thing. this burden has come on you because you spoke critically to them. You know, he said. So, while dealing with karmis, who may be moneyed people or people having political power, we should not be casual, careless, or in a joking mood, in an insulting mood. One thing you say and they feel insulted, they can create trouble. I can tell you something from my personal life, which a mistake I did. Once I went to the vice chancellor of Bharatiya Vidyapeeth, you know, they have 138 colleges they have. So I went to meet him. So the vice chancellor's brother, like assistant vice chancellor, that person was available. So I went and went to his office. And he was speaking to me almost an hour, asking many questions and all. Then I told him, sir, we want to do a program in your Bharat Vidyapeeth College. Earlier we have been doing. Now last 1 or 2 years we have not arranged. He said, why? Why you haven't arranged? So there was one particular principal. He's the principal there. And sometimes it takes long time to get permission. You know, I said. Then immediately he put a call to the principal and said, hey, this ISKCON people are coming. What's your problem in giving them permission? Yeah. And that fellow said, no, sir. Okay, sir, we'll give permission, sir. And he was speaking very politely. So then he kept the phone down. I put a word to them, don't worry, sir. So later when I went to meet the principal, he gave one chance to do a program. After that, for the next 4 years, he never gave any chance. Only one chance he gave. So later on I came to know he had an ego problem. What is the ego problem? He told me also, hum hai na, humko chodkar unke paas kyon jaate hain aap? Hum baithe hain idhar hamare office mein, humko aakar puchna chahiye, humko chodkar upar kya chale gaya? So that is his ego problem, you understand? Na? So when the top man told him, he was like taunting him, so which he did not like. So we people are simple brahmacharis, but when we are dealing with outside world, lot of egos are involved. You know, when we opened this new temple, new Vedic Cultural Center temple, one of our brahmacharis went to give invitation. So there were 6 school principals sitting and he had only 5. So there were 5 men and 1 Mataji principal sitting. So he gave to these 5 principals and one he didn't have. He just folded the palms and said, madam, you are also welcome, he said. But later on this madam became so angry and she created a lot of trouble for us. Later on, just because she was not given an invitation. When we were doing Gita contest, many schools were creating problem and we understood that this madam had told them not to give permission to us. So I told him, you go and invite her for another occasion. We called her and made her the chief guest and she gave off prizes. Then she became very happy. Abhi aap log samajh gaye main kaun hu. Abhi ISKCON ke logon ko pata chal gaya ki main kaun hu. Then she became. So egos are involved, you see. You know? So when we deal with the outside world people, here, what was the problem with Gopinath Patnaik? She took the prince, you know, very coolly, very casually. One small mistake he did, for which the prince was about to give him a disproportionately big punishment. Huh? Death punishment, death sentence. Because the ego is such a thing, they can even kill you. Huh? Isn't it? So, in this way, many of these chapters are giving us very valuable lessons, like in the previous, Ramachandrapuri. You know, that is a very important chapter. If we really want to, because if we commit offenses to devotees, there is a vajra lep, there is dhuli lep, it is said. So the sinful activities like Gopinath Patnaik did, that is called dhuli lep. Dhuli lep means, you know, actually sin, you know, is like a dust in the mirror, you know, but it can be wiped out. Say you are going in a car, say you are coming from Pune to Bombay, if the car is having some rain droplets are coming, you know, it's falling on the car. You know, you have this, what do you call it? Wiper. You keep on wiping, you can keep progressing. Whereas offenses are like, you know, you are going in one car, somebody else is going in another car, you compete and you go and hit his car. Immediately police will ask both the cars to go to the side. Offense means, offense is on a spiritual platform. Whereas sin is on a material platform. You see? So offense, then it's called vajralep. Vajralep means like, you know, if you have a burnt streak in your skin, it doesn't go for a long time, if you see, you know. It has a very deep effect. So Ramachandrapuri, what he was doing was vajralep. It's offensive. And the problem with offenses is what? It chokes our Krishna Avesh. The vigor we have in Krishna consciousness is minimized by the offenses. Because when the offenses choke our Krishna Avesh, then we can't feel ecstasy in dancing, in singing, in taking darshan, in honestly and openly and joyfully appreciating and glorifying devotees. In this we cannot feel joy because the offenses, they choke. They stunt as if your hands are legs are tied. We won't be able to be you have seen childlike faith, we say, no? That childlike innocence will be gone because of offenses. Offenses make us very duplicitous and very cunning, and we develop hatred. And in this way, the Krishna thing becomes very choked, the vigor. Krishna Avesh becomes very choked. So Ramachandra Puri, it's mentioned that he became very, like a very dry, what do you call it? Dry scholar, and, you know, in this way he... The end of Ramachandra Puri is not very glorious. Last part of Ramachandra Puri's life is not very glorious. On the other hand, you see, Ishwara Puri became a storehouse of love of God, you know, by properly serving the spiritual master with the right attitude, and he became spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can see that. So Ramachandra Puri's lesson also, I was telling that in this Antelila, many of these chapters, they are actually bringing the defects that appear manifest in the lives of devotees and how the devotees should rectify them in time so that our offering to Guru and Krishna will be very wonderful. Like Vallabha Bhatta chapter teaches about the false pride, you know. The false pride is a very great impediment. Actually, the false pride makes us very selfish and self-conscious. We become very eye-centered. We think that the whole world is eyeing at me, they are looking at me, and I am the center, and I have to become famous, I have to become popular, and I should be able to beat down everyone else. So that kind of, Vallabha Bhattacharya, if you see in the beginning, when he was approaching Mahaprabhu with those couple of arguments, you know, one on why do you people chant the holy names of the Lord, and the other one on writing a commentary better than Sridhara Swami. So these are all actually desire to impress others and desire for self-importance like we say, you know, don't try to become a self-effulgent acharya. It is said, no? Don't think you have a halo around your head, you know. So that kind of wanting to capture the center. Parampuja Ranaswami Maharaj once was talking a lecture on, you know, don't everyone in this world tries to occupy the center, you are telling. Because being in, somebody is in the center, somebody pulls him out and he wants to go into the center. So he said that wanting to be at the center is actually the craze and competition in this world. Assuming importance. So, you know, like you see the cinema, what do you call it? That's awards they give now, one festival. The Filmfare Festival. In that one actress became extremely angry and she was creating a scene. Later on, the organizers came to know the anger she showed was because, you know, of one cameraman. They immediately called the cameraman, hey, she has some problem with you, what happened? You know, and the cameraman said, madam, I never took any photo of you. And I've been taking others, why did you become angry with me? She said, that is my problem, because you didn't take me. You know, you took everybody else, but you left me. That was her ego, you understand? No? Similarly, in this world, if one is not given importance, one gets very upset. Huh? Why am I not given importance? Why am I forgotten? That kind of. So we can see Vallabha Bhatta is craving for, you know, pratishta. Craving for, actually, this is craving for pratishta, self-importance and respect. Craving for respect. Thirst for respect, we can say. Thirst for respect and honor. This is actually in mode of passion. Even though we are studying in Vidyapitam, we are all brahminically, you know, positioned at the moment. You will see that the sattva guna is such a guna that it cannot remain always pure. It gets mixed with rajaguna always. Like, you know, in sattva guna, if you become too happy, we become complacent. Complacency and laziness is in which guna? Tama guna. Similarly, here we study shastras, we become very eloquent in learning, remembering, repeating and everything. So sometimes that can lead us to false pride. And false pride is in which guna? It's rajaguna. So in this way, Krishna says, Rajasattvam tamaschaiva tamas, like that he says, it gets mixed up. Sattvaguna doesn't remain Sattvaguna. So you will be shocked to know, even after people come to several years of practice, there is a competition amongst the scholarly devotees. Also, you know, who is a better scholar, you know, who knows better. Actually, sometimes we welcome speakers all over India to visit Pune and give and all, but sometimes we see, when you become a good speaker, you know, we should not talk ill of the other speakers. There may be other good speakers also. And I am not the only good speaker. There can be, Krishna can manifest through various devotees. And that is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified several devotees, one by one. He glorified Advaita Acharya. He glorified Nityananda Prabhu. And he is glorifying Sarvamoda Acharya. He is glorifying one by one by one. Because he is trying to show to Vallabha Acharya that actually Krishna can manifest himself through various devotees. Just like we have various sweet singing birds like peacock and cuckoo and different type of birds, in the same manner Krishna can actually manifest through different devotees differently. All devotees may not be like a rubber stamp, everybody speaks in the same way. Krishna can manifest, and one should not become envious. So what I have seen, once when we were arranging a program in Pune for some speaker from somewhere, very famous big kathakar or something, so when you invite them, sometimes you say that actually that another devotee is also supposed to come in 2 months, and that is why we are not able to arrange your katha now. You know, can we arrange yours next year or something like that? And then they may say, what about that kathakar? What does he know? You know, he knows only this much and I know this. You know? That's not proper for a Vaishnava to speak like that, correct? No? Actually, we all through Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see that Vaishnavas consider others to be better than themselves. If one Vaishnava thinks I am better than others, he is considered a Kanishta Adhikari. Atmano Bhakti Darpatha, he says. I am the best devotee. Who thinks like that? Kanishta Adhikari thinks like that. So, in the Vallabhacharya section, actually what I like in the Vallabhacharya section is, the false pride is very thoroughly analyzed. By the different statements made, it is the insecurity of Vallabhacharya and the way he is talking to Mahaprabhu and the other devotees, it's very thoroughly threadbare analyzed how pathetic this false pride can make us. So in this way, each of these chapters, they're coming up with, very, very vital vital qualities. Raghunath Das Goswami having complete control over senses and eating only, very meager amount of food. And he is refining his spiritual life. See, when he met Mahaprabhu, what he was, and then 2 years he was feeding Mahaprabhu, with the money that he got from his father. Every month Mahaprabhu used to go. Later on, he contemplated and thought that this is not proper. Then he goes to the next level. He is collecting alms from the visitors, people. Then I don't want to be like a prostitute. Then he goes to the booth. Then he accepts the remnants of the Talanga cows. In this way, that means spiritual life means one has to keep on refining in one's life. What was my standard 10 years ago? What is my standard 5 years ago? What is my standard now? So one point Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we should accept a platform of renunciation that is suitable to our position. According to our adhikar, we should accept renunciation. Because if we accept renunciation beyond our adhikar, that will lead to total rejection of Krishna consciousness. We will leave Krishna consciousness and run away. So we should accept enjoyment and renunciation according to our adhikar. Now whatever adhikar platform we have. Adhikar means anarthana vritti, anishta, ruchi, asakti. According to one's level, what one will be able to withstand. Just like weightlifting we do, 50 pounds. 80 pounds, 100 pounds. Everybody has a capacity, correct? And you have to build the capacity by adding weights, little by little. Imagine you go on the first day to the weightlifting practice and you suddenly try to lift 150 pounds. Can you do that? You can't do that. You'll break your hand or leg, correct? Yeah, isn't it? You have to be admitted in the hospital, correct? No? Yeah. So one has to, in this way, gradually he is building up. You will see that. Actually, those devotees who do yogasanas also, suddenly I heard that this Kapalabhati and all, people breathing very heavily. Some people start blood started coming out of their noses and this thing. So they wrote a report to our Ramdev Baba. What kind of thing you are teaching, you know, the blood is coming out. Then he told them that you should not suddenly start these things. It has to be learned from a teacher, yoga and all. It has to be gradually done. You should not. So you will see Raghunath Das gradually, you know, refining his platform and coming to a very high platform of renunciation. Similarly, Ramananda Rai and Guna, what is that, Pradyumna Mishra, he teaches self-control, the ultra self-control, which is unimaginable. In no religion can you hear of somebody like this who can massage the bodies of young girls with oil and bathe them, dress them, and teach them how to show abhinay, you know, the eye movements, hand movements, and everything. And all through, while doing all these things, be in the mood of a gopi, bathing and dressing the other gopis. In that mood which Ramananda Rai did. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, even when I see a wooden doll, some changes take place in my body. Mahaprabhu is saying that. But Ramananda Rai is so self-controlled that he is undisturbed while dealing with these young girls. So this teaches how, when our spiritual body is fully developed, we will find zero material disturbance. And to the degree we have partially material body and partial spiritual body, whatever amount of material component we have, that much we will be materially disturbed. Because whatever identification we have with material world and the three gunas, that much we get disturbed while dealing with opposite sex. Which shows that Ramananda Rai had fully developed spiritual Siddha Deha. You know, he had fully developed Siddha Deha of Vishakasakhi. So when he was teaching them Abhinaya, he was teaching Abhinaya to them in the exact mood of a gopi. As gopis are teaching other gopis. Because generally women don't feel shy in the presence of other women when they change their dress and other things. Just like men, we don't face so much disturbance when you see a man in a towel or something, you don't get disturbed. Similarly, women also, they don't get disturbed. So he was in a man's body, but he had a fully developed spiritual body. Abhishakasakhi. So he could deal with that. And because the authorization and authentication was done by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, that is why Pradyumna Mishra, Pradyumna Mishra could accept it. And Pradyumna Mishra, hearing Krishna Lila from the mouth of Ramananda Rai, started dancing towards the end. And then with full-blown Krishna consciousness, he returned back to Mahaprabhu and said, he thanked him, you know, for sending him to Ramananda Rai. We find like that. So in this way, from this, these different chapters are actually teaching many vital things for sadhana bhaktas. For those who are sadhana bhaktas, we have to, these are all principles we have to keep in the highest pedestal in our spiritual life. Like Ramananda Rai's self-control, Raghunath Das Goswami's control of eating, you know, and refining a spiritual life, and giving up false pride, giving up critical mentality, you know. Similarly, giving up our lower material conditionings, because the material conditionings, like another example I'll tell you for material conditioning, Gopinath Patnaik, we are saying. See, for example, in your campus there is no water. You know, here there is some problem of water. But there is water in the other, in the neighborhood campus. Somebody goes and lifts two teapots from the neighborhood and brings it on this side in the night. Can somebody do that? You understand? No? Two big tins of water from the neighborhood, you bring it here to your campus. Or your neighbor is having flowers, nice flower garden, and all people are fast asleep at home. You jump over the wall and you pluck all the flowers and you say, I'm offering to Krishna, you know. After all, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm only offering to Krishna only. Yeah, you are offering to. So Prabhupada told the devotees, you have no right to jump over the wall of, you know, somebody else's compound and pluck flowers. And the devotee argued, but he said, but Prabhupada, everything belongs to Krishna. He is selling philosophy to Prabhupada. Everything belongs to Krishna, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, everything belongs to Krishna, but Krishna has put it under his custody. Currently it is in his custody. So without his permission, you have no right to take. You give him some prasadam and cultivate him. And when he becomes little favorable, he will give you the flowers. Then he can offer it to Krishna. So, in this way, the morality and transcendental morality. These kind of things are taught in, especially the morality aspect is strongly taught in the Gopinath Patnaik's pastime. Because integrity means truthfulness. Integrity includes honesty. But it is superior to honesty. Why? Honesty means to say what I will do. But integrity means to do what I have promised. To act as per the honesty. So, Mahaprabhu, although he is a spiritualist, he is also giving importance to the mundane laws of this world, mundane morality. The reason is, if people in the world find that a devotee is immoral, then their faith in God will be lost. They will say that ye sadhu baba log dongi hai, they are cheaters. So they will not believe the sadhus. Sadhus are inappropriate in their dealing. Like for example, recently we collected money for this Drishti festival. Some boys gave 3 months salary. Some boys gave 2 months salary. I wrote a letter to them requesting, please give 3 months salary or 2 months salary because we have to conduct a big festival. After the festival was over, we saved 1/3 of the money. So I told our devotees, you write a letter to all of them and give back the money. So many people suggested me, Prabhuji, why to give back the money? We can tell them that some money is saved and we will use it in Krishna service. I said, no, they have cut down from their salary and they have given. When they needed for the festival, when you are saving some money, we should give it back. Penny to penny, we should give it back to them. And when we gave back the money, many boys were very happy to receive the balance money back. And some of them said, you use it in Krishna service on their own, they said. We used it. But here is where the integrity becomes very important. When people see that, the leaders act with integrity, then tomorrow, that integrity will again come into picture in making them become liberal in rendering services. Correct, na? So the truthful behavior is very important. And when we talk about character, dealing with money and woman, these two are the most important thing. Here Gopinath Patnaik is mishandling government money. Correct now? So this is very important. Brahmachari can also mishandle money. Like one brahmachari, he took a yatra. Some 3.5 lakh rupees he collected from the congregation and did the yatra. But after he came back, only 2 lakh was spent. 1.5 lakh was with him. He didn't know what to do. Then he told his junior that, I'm thinking some money is saved. 1.5 lakh, I'm thinking of giving it to my family, they are not that rich. It'll be nice for them to keep in safety. So the junior devotee was shocked. How can you give ISKCON money outside to your family? But he didn't know whom to tell. So finally he went and told the temple president. The temple president was a very intelligent devotee. So he went to that yatra organizer and just told him, Prabhu, you all went to yatra, no? How much money you collected? He just asked him. And he was shocked. He said, Prabhuji, 3.5 lakhs we collected, Prabhuji, he said. Then uska hisab kitab dikha do, he said. So this fellow took 1 or 2 days to make the hisab kitab and it came to how much amount? 2 lakh only. So then he had to give back the 1.5 lakh to president. He gave it back and said, main de nahi wala tha, Prabhuji, aapko. Aap hi khud bula liya aapne, theek hai, he said. He gave it back. So the junior was saved, his name was not taken. And the temple president also could collect the money back. But one important thing, this devotee had a wrong intention, correct, no? Because what we collect in ISKCON is called Brahmaspad. Brahmaspad, the word is used in Bhagavatam. Brahmaspad means it's like a transcendental substance. The money that we collect for the service of the Lord. One penny should not be used for our personal purpose. Without accounting. We should make sure that you might have heard this Mahabharata story. Once fox and a camel, they saw each other, And the camel asked the fox, hey, how did you become a fox eating all this dead carcasses of animals and everything? And the fox said, in my previous life, I took money from a brahmana and I did not give it back. He said, so I became. And then the fox asked the crane, how did you, crane, become such a dull creature? How did you become a crane? So, camel. How did you become a camel? So he said, I looted the money of a brahmana, he said. So one of them looted the money, one of them took money and didn't give back. So but they became animals like this. So you may be aware in the Nirga pastime also, towards the end, there are some very strong shlokas Krishna speaks, dangerous shlokas, towards the end. Vam in the stool, yeah. So, as brahmacharis, we should know, we may say that like one brahmachari kept some money, so he can purchase mala and distribute it freely. You know, see, sometimes we begin with good intention, but later on, you know, we may use it for some other purpose, correct? No? So one should be very careful not to keep Krishna's money in one's hand. So misappropriating money will eventually lead to misappropriating woman, because these two have a connection also. Gopinath Patnaik first misappropriated money, then he went to go and see the dancing girls. Just see, because illicit sex and money are very closely connected. Like some brahmachari may take some money and keep it, thinking that I will buy mala and give it to everybody. Then he is preaching to Mataji's, he is preaching to congregation, and there is one girl and he wants to give her something special. You know, he will use that money to go to Vrindavan Mayapur, purchase something and secretly give her, you know, for you I have brought it. Correct, no? How it becomes, you understand, no? See, money and woman are very strongly connected. Here also we see in Gopinath Patnaik pastime. So best that Brahmachari remains very transparent completely, because this is something to do with our character. So like it is said, now if wealth is lost, it can be restored. If health is lost, it can be regained. If character is lost, everything is lost. It is said. So if a devotee doesn't have character, for a Brahmachari, the one thing that the world respects Brahmachari wholeheartedly is purity. Purity of character. Actually, we are bhikaris only. We are fakirs. We have nothing else with us. Like, you know, you are going to preach somewhere. Why should people respect you? They are giving you a vyasasan. They are bowing down, sitting and listening to you, hearing katha from you. Because they know that you are connected to Guru Parampara. They are coming in the Guru, and then you are purely following all the principles. The moment people suspect us for money or dubious dealings with women, the whole respect will be lost. People will spit at us, they will throw us out. Instead of putting a nice flower garland, they'll put a chapel garland. And they will throw us out. They will say, get lost, we don't want to hear from you. They will say that we people want to do with women, so we are married, we are better than you also. And you are sitting in the Vyasasana and speaking big things, but you are dealing improperly with women and money, they will say like that. So that is why Mahaprabhu, you know, while talking to the Bhavananda Rai's family, Mahaprabhu sweetly dealt with them. But towards the end, you find him giving strong instructions in 3-4 verses. You know, and all the instructions are all about character only. That don't mishandle government money and that kind of thing. Strongly he's telling. So we find that in these chapters, series of chapters, you know, one prime quality, especially vital for sadhakas, is being emphasized. And if we take note of this and implement these things in our life, we will become like very polished diamonds by taking Mahaprabhu's teachings very seriously to our heart and implementing them in our life on a very practical way. Definitely, we will become more and more polished, and we will be able to actually, in a very fruitful manner, deliver the message of the Shastras to the people in the world. Because only when we follow these pure principles, we will be able to effectively, you know, reach out to the people, and people will listen to us. If people don't listen to us, then how will we preach? For people to listen, like here Vallabhacharya, you know, he's too proud, so nobody wants to listen, isn't it? Everybody wants to go away. But if we give up false pride, then people will listen. In the same manner, Gopinath Patnaik, when he showed a character problem, Mahaprabhu immediately became indifferent. Mahaprabhu said, I just don't want to give and take with this. Somebody having a character problem using me, using Krishna for his own purpose. So Mahaprabhu was very... So, which means these Ramachandra is very critical. All Vaishnavas want to keep away. Oh, we don't want to see him also. And when he went to, left that place and went, what they felt? A big stone has fallen from there. So each one of these qualities that they are learning in these chapters, they can make us abominable if we don't follow them. And if we very carefully, you know, learn from these wrong behaviors and adopt the right behavior, the right opposite will happen. Instead of being like Ramachandra Puri, you be like someone who is always praising the Vaishnavas. Like Mahaprabhu is always praising Vaishnavas. and he has become apple of eye of everybody in Jagannath Puri. Even in Mahaprabhu's absence, everybody is crying, when will he come back? Correct, no? Similarly, you find Mahaprabhu's character. So, you will find that when these bad qualities are eliminated from our system, then we can be happy and people can benefit from us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Very happy that you spoke after a long time, for a long time. Last year when the 10th canto was happening, I said I missed hearing from you. Then you said, I wish not to be asked every day to add something after the class. I was scared to ask after that, but today. So, thank you so much, Prabhu. It was very wonderful to hear from you, many insights. So, it's already 1:15. So, we'll do the next chapter tomorrow. Tomorrow also I may have to come because the junior batch is complaining that you are not sending Radhika Vallabhru or Damodar Prabhu, senior speakers, to our batch. So at least 10th canto started on Monday. So let them go to that batch. That's why I'm coming. Sorry. They are tolerating. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much. We'll have 2-3 verses only. Yeah, we'll read those 2 verses and then end. One forty-nine, correct. 149, we read the translation. 150. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave so much to Gopinath Patnaik without directly making requests of either Kashi Mishra or the king. The intentions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are so deep that one can understand them only if he has complete faith in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Whether or not one understands it, if one hears this incident concerning the activities of Gopinath Patnaik and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon him, certainly he will be promoted to the platform of ecstatic love for the Lord, and for him all dangers will be nullified. Hare Krishna. Sri Rupa Raghunath Pada Yarasa Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. So Prabhuji has explained it so wonderfully. No need of. And thank you, Prabhu. You have spoken about the previous chapters also. So the overview class is done. We don't have to have another overview class. Maybe in the next few classes you can give more insights on the other chapters also we missed. Thank you, sir. Hare Krishna. Second question, 15 marks. Antya 9, second question, 15 marks. Third question, 15 marks. Fourth question, 15 marks. Fifth question, 5 marks.